And her most surprisable point, see, what we want to do is we want to focus. We want to surprise, say the word sleep, and instantly deepen. And when was she most focused? I gave her a number of things to do. One, to imagine. Imagine instantly puts us in rapport with the subconscious mind, because that's where we get the data. Remember, think about our imaginative perfect form, leaf from tree, green lights, break down, single drop, wish upon a single one, and generate it pass by. The other thing is that I have her counting backwards with an action to be done at zero. So I've got her doing these two things. Her conscious mind is very busy. It's imagining, and it's counting, and it's preparing. And it is most focused the instant before it is to do the third thing, which is to lower the switch and make it blast off. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So she says 1, that between 1 and 0 is the most focus she's going to get. Sleep. And she's going to go right down very quickly. But I have to follow with sleep. Go loose, limp, and relax. With every gentle breath, you go deeper and deeper, relaxed, and so on. Isn't that fun?
And if you hadn't followed it with that, she would have come right.
She'd go, boom. Hey. Are we done now? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any questions about that? We're going to get into it more. Go step by step. You're going to learn how to do this. You're doing it to each other. It's a lot of fun. Over and over and over again. And I think I have someone I do in a recliner so you can see. When they're standing up or sitting up, you know, sleep, the head tends to go forward. Most of the work we do isn't standing up or sitting up, it's in a recliner. So you go sleep, and the head remains back. And I think I'm going to show you how to do that here at the end of the thing. So. Oh, here's the. Here's Michelle. You've seen this already. So I explain how this works. And you watch it do it. So, affect induced age regression induction. Explain it. Do it. And then answer questions about it.
It was like a scary, like watching a scary movie. Something that you just automatically jump.
So, ever talk about it? I watch her for any signs. And when she starts breathing heavy, I point it out to her.
Yeah. And you feel it in your chest, right?
In my chest. It was like my heart just constantly, it runs.
Mm. You know? It's actually through your heart.
I can actually feel it as it's just going to drop any time.
Mm. Now, you guys watching this on video, I know you can't see it very well. They can't see it very well either. Because I've got all the lights on.
All I know is that it just started a couple of years ago.
I'd like you to
help you focus. I'd like you just, while you're talking to me about this, just close it, okay? And tell me about, like, a situation where you might feel that experience, feel that feeling, like, you know, that recent one.
My husband came and gave me a hug. The first day he's back there. Next month, he came to give me a hug and I jumped.
What did he do?
He kind of backed off and wondered what was going on.
So at this point we're just talking. There's no induction yet. I'm trying to get her contact with the motion.
I was crying because he didn't feel like I wanted him there. Mm-hmm. And I would cry because it was like, I wanted that hug, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a scary moment.
How did it make you feel?
Hurt.
And what was that feeling in your body?
In my upper part of my body, in the front.
Focus on that feeling there. Just focus on that feeling. Mm-hmm. Follow that feeling back to an earlier time in the front.
This is advanced technique, head rocking and thumb tapping at the same time. It takes a little bit of work, but you can do it.
Watching her breathing.
Two, watching her breathing.
One. First impression, daytime, night.
Okay.
Indoors, outdoors.
Indoors.
Alone or with someone?
With someone.
Who's there?
My mother.
Be there with her. What's she doing?
Nothing.
Describe where you're at.
In a house.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
Well,
yeah, first impression, how about you?
Right. So much for it started a couple of years ago.
Al, I noticed, and I guess maybe I might be picking up a habit. You're working with a client, and they're saying something. You're going,
yep.
Kind of sing-songy.
What does that mean?
That's kind of a lullaby to me.
What it is I've heard you keep going.
Yeah.
It's very non-directive, and it says, okay, you know, you told me something. I've heard you keep going. So, it's very non-contaminatory. I'm not suggesting anything except you keep telling me a story. Nina?
So
it's just sleep. And then my hands on the individual to keep them from falling over. For example, most of the time I do it in a recliner. And so, you know, sleep. And then I gently rock their forehead with this. So the instant, I'll get into this more when we actually do it. But in a standing, I go, sleep. And I bring my hand back to catch their head because it goes forward. In a recliner, I say, they're over here. The head's over here. I go, press on my hand, close your eyes, sleep. And then I lay my left hand and rock. So standing up, right-handed, declining left-handed. We'll get into that in a moment. Let me move this forward. Yada, yada, yada.
Okay, well, that part, but after you said sleep to her, what did you say immediately after? Was it the same type as before?
Well, you take two or three seconds of suggestions indicating that they should relax. You know, I might go press on my hand, close your eyes, sleep, 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 sleep. With every gentle breath, go deeper and deeper. I might go press on my hand, close your eyes, sleep, go loose, limp and relaxed. With every gentle breath, go deeper. Michael, sleep, relaxing deeply now as I gently rock you. You just got to get two cents in there because it stabilizes the depth of hypnosis or they'll boing right back out. Which is probably what I'm explaining right there.
If they boinged back out, could you put them back in right away and that would be deepening, or you would
sure.
Have to set something up?
Yeah, you can boing them out and in and out,
yeah.
All about.
And then after that, those three statements, then you go back to the field?
Well, it depends on what I'm doing.
For example,
I just showed 8 inductions or so. What do you mean?
No, like with the one that we saw just now.
With Michelle?
Yes. Then you went back to
the it's an affect-induced age regression, so
right.
As soon as we do that, we'd follow the affect back.
Rewind and really examine all the things I'm doing. Here, when I remove the head tends to move forward. You have to catch it forward. In the recliner, the chair, she's really just going to fall back into the chair. So I'm going to go through a couple of inductions. And then you can use this part of the tape, rewind and really examine all the things I'm doing. Okay. Would you like to do hypnosis with me now, Mark?
I would.
Okay. It's okay if I touch your hand, your arm, your shoulder, maybe even your forehead?
See, I just do the same thing I told you guys to do, right? Do it over.
Good. Close your eyes. Sleep. Oops.
Yeah.
As I gently rock your head. It's like your neck muscles relax, and your whole body does relax. The sound of my voice, the touch of my hand, a very active breathing at the same time.
Kung Fu hypnosis.
And as you gently go deeper and deeper, I touch him.
So do you need some speed if you do induction? Like a shush,
okay.
I did not understand. So now you know how I feel.
Everyone watching is that when she first
just second,
hypnosis, her ears to it, opens her eyes, she's still in a highly suggestible state. The master hypnotist,
this guy needs a haircut.
There's one other induction that I wanted to show again, and that's a blast off induction. Is that okay with you? All right.
So, as you know, the idea is you need to imagine a rocket ship on a pad ready to blast off, and then you count from 10 down to 0. When you get to 0, you'll be in hypnosis. Go ahead and put your hand on that imaginary lever. Beautiful. Close your eyes, and when you've got that imagining going of a rocket ship, begin to count back. She knows what's coming. She's in the class.
She does. She does.
Watch.
So,
Oh my God!
She's gone.
Okay. I'm only joking.
I told you we were gonna have some fun. Hypnosis is fun. Okay. Akiko, what were you trying to tell me?
Yes, because your voice is so soft, kind of slow, but your action is much faster. Yeah, when you do injection. So
when I say sleep?
Yeah.
Brush on my head. Close your eyes. I'm going to do you when we do this induction.
Oh. Yeah.
You have to let us try this. This looks
we will, too. But you got to wait a while.
Do you normally catch their hand? Like,
that's it.
You just want to sleep, or do you just let her hand drop down by itself, or just catch it?
I don't catch their hand. No. I just make sure their hand isn't over something that's going to hurt them if they drop it. Sleep! Whoa! Oh, it's
very funny.
So we don't do that. They become angry.
Talk about suggestions.
So. Available on DVD. I don't think we make them VHS anymore. Okay. So people have been asking about stuff, and Maureen's called. Have you talked to them about this stuff? Yeah, I said, no. Somebody put this stuff up here, and I don't even know why. We never do that. I think it's kind of distracting. We have two main packages. One is the Advantage Hypnosis Business Package, then we have the Ultimate Hypnosis Business Package. If you were going to open a franchise, like a Burger King or a McDonald's, probably $500,000 or more to open a McDonald's. If it's a Subway or a sandwich place, I don't know. It's a lot of money. Yeah. So, you know, investing a little bit extra in yourself is not a big deal. So, especially when you're a student and only while you're in class, we have these packages. Packages are not good afterwards. So, the Advantage Hypnosis Package, save $180.52. Business Startup Pack, that's all the forms that we use, and Maureen's talk on CD on how to book appointments. If you can't book appointments, you can be the best hypnotherapist in the world, but you're not going to do anybody no good. You need to know how to do that.
That's a good package.
Thank you. That's mostly Maureen's work there. Maureen's a very good businesswoman. Before we opened the center, she had managed a company with 2,500 employees. I mean, she knows how to manage business. The DVD, Truth About Hypnosis, that's the pre-talk. DVD, Weight Loss and Emotions, that's me drawing a circle. Feel Bad, Distract. It's what we show all of our weight loss clients. DVD, Addiction, Obsessions, Compulsion. We show all of our clients that are in for any kind of too much behavior. DVD, Instant and Rapid Inductions with a Professional. That's one we just watched. DVD, Working with Children by Kathleen Scott Meyer. You want to work with kids. Not everybody wants to work with kids, but it's kind of the right thing to do. Help people out when they're this tall instead of this tall. They're very lucrative because there's money for working with children. DVD, 5 paths out of 10. If there's nothing else you get, If there's no additional materials you get at all, this is what you want to get. Because it is the condensed version of everything you need to know about 5-PATH. So you can take it with you and review it. Has anybody got this? Was that useful for you?
Oh, this is filling in the cracks. That's fantastic.
Yeah, this is the meat and potatoes right here.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. 6 copies of 7-PATH booklets. If you're going to teach 7-PATH, you got to have booklets. That's the requirement of the license. So there's 6 to get you started. Banyan Online Supervision CDs, 3-month subscription. You receive 3 months worth. Let me explain this. When I did this package, originally it was, I got all this information inside of me. I can never get it out in a 10-day class. I'm going to go as deeply as I can into a bunch of subjects. And for 40 Mondays in a row, I got on our internet virtual classroom and I discussed topic after topic, 100 what-ifs. What do you do if they won't abreact? What if they won't regress? And all this stuff. And it ended up with 40 different volumes. We'd do 4 a month. And so 1 month is 4 of these CDs. We should have them out here, but we never do. And so this would be the first 3 months worth of that. Hypnotic Seashore with music. The music you've been listening to with when you do 7-PATH, that's this. If you close your eyes and you listen to that music, no matter where you are, it's just like being back in class. And there's a thing called anchoring or conditioned response. And that is, you're conditioned to go into hypnosis when you close your eyes, do 7-PATH, listen to that music. So it's a very good way to kind of bring the ambiance of the classroom with you. Spirit Releasement Therapy, I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. It's about some of the really weird stuff that can happen in a hypnosis session. Like, what do you, what? I don't even know if I've scared you guys enough. 7-PATH Self-Hypnosis CD set. That's this. It's me teaching a 7-PATH class. All that stuff I did when I taught you how to do 7-PATH, how much of that is still in your head? Are you capable now of doing that on the board with the steaming cauldron of emotions and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? Most of us are going to have to review that. And there it is on that CD set. 3 copies of Secret Language of Feelings book. All of our clients, we offer them a copy of this book if they're readers. We found out that that's improved our success. We give you 3 to kind of try it out and see if it helps. Your average client, if you're charging $100 a session, on average $500, it's worth spending $8 or $12 on a book if it's going to improve your success. Any questions about any of those items? Because I know boys are calling me like, did you talk about the products? Yes, dear.
Would it be appropriate for the first time we did a 7-PATH class to facilitate watching the videos? Instead of us talking about that, saying...
That's not video, it's CD.
Oh, CD? So I can't see it? It's a listening?
That's right.
Oh, got it.
It's
okay.
Listening to me do it.
Got it. Yeah,
but since you've been through this course, you'll be able to follow along what I'm doing. But like, if you want to do the pre-talk, you can play that video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really wanted to avoid people just showing that and calling it a class.
Yeah.
So, any other questions I haven't covered so far?
Do you offer any discounts for larger numbers of booklets?
The booklets are very expensive for us to manufacture. And you can talk to Maureen, but I guess it depends on the... You're going to find out something. I never handle money. I get an allowance. She handles all the sales and all the money and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, it's amazing how far $20 can go each week. You know? If I take out the trash, then I get my $20. So talk to her about quantity discounts and stuff like that. Yes. The one you have is just a list of all the products.
Okay.
Just like almost everything we have and at a regular retail price. Okay, then there's the gold one. Let me put them side by side. Both have the Business Startup Pack. Both have the Truth About Hypnosis. They both have the videos for weight loss and obsession addiction and compulsion. Instant rapid induction. Kathleen Scott Meyer's Hypnosis with Children. Five Path DVD set. The ultimate package has the Ron Esslinger pain management set. I tell you what, you use that once and you've paid for that whole set.
Those are great quality, those DVDs.
We bring a profession. There's other people out there, they just set up a home camera and mom's in the back, you know. We bring in a professional videographer crew to do our videos. Because that's the way I am. Okay. Six copies of Seven Path booklets and Hypnotic Seashore and Seven Path Self-Hypnosis. What has this got? Secret Language of Feelings. More Secret Language of Feelings. The Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Pattern Script booklet is included there at discounted price. And as I said before, there's some things in here that are just, if you used one of the things in here once, it would be worth it. And Stop Stuttering Script, amazing. Anger Management Script, amazing. Deep Relaxation Anytime Script, like how someone can just put themselves in deep relaxation anytime. Relax and Have an Orgasm Script. Whole things with just that, right? Migraine Headache Removal Script. Really good stuff.
Are those single session scripts? Is that what they
are? Well, it's what you would do in the phase one. I don't do single session nothing.
Okay.
And so in phase one, you do direct suggestion, right? Phase two, there's an opportunity to do direct suggestion. Phase three, at the end of every session, there's an opportunity to do direct suggestion. Hypnotherapy book by Dave Ullman. And then here's the biggie. I mean, if you're really serious about being a one percenter, the best of the best, and that is the entire online supervision CDs, entire library. Celeste, can you say anything? Can she talk? Can you say something about the banning online supervision CDs? Hello? Come in, Dallas.
I'm trying to come in.
Will you help her out? I can't hear you.
No.
Cannot hear you. What'd you do, John? Nina, what'd you do? Did you turn her down too much? Because the last time I had you turn her down. Okay. Has anyone else here purchased any of the banned online?
I haven't.
Useful?
When I got it, I couldn't believe it. I mean,
it's like an encyclopedia.
It's unreal. And the things you're talking about, I had no idea until this course. And also, they have an online meeting, I think. Marina ranges where we meet once in a while.
Celeste.
Oh, but I thought your wife arranged the...
she takes the money.
Ah.
How much does it cost?
$20 a month. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
To get online for an hour and discuss the CD you listen to. You listen to it the week before, and then you discuss the CD, and then maybe any other little idiosyncrasies that you may have experienced. Because, hey, I mean, I've got one right now, a lady that I'd love to be able to get an answer to. I mean, what her issue, and these people are on there, you can talk and see them.
That's right, and these people that are on the virtual classroom doing this discussion, study group, all over the world, and all at the same time, and they're hardcore. I mean, these are people who really want to learn. But there's always someone new in the group, too, so it doesn't, like, you don't have to be the expert to be in there. Have we got Celeste yet? Okay, we'll talk to you later. Can you hear me? Okay.
You can take these with you in the car while you're driving back and forth to work and listen to them.
That's right. You know, one of the things why I did this is, one, I was afraid I was going to die and never get this stuff out of me because I just had so much more stuff than I could do in a 10-day class. But I know that from my background, I'd listen to tapes or CDs. If I listen to it five times, it really got in there, and I could access that information anytime, any place. And so that's that. It's really for the small investment, you get a ton of material. You can listen to it, you know, over a year, and then start the next year, start all over again, and you'll get it totally at a different, deeper level.
May I say one more thing? The other thing that I happen to like about this particular area, let's suppose you're having an issue with ISE. You know, sometimes it's been a challenge for me sometimes to capture it. I think you have five or six just on ISE. So I go, when I look for it, that's where my issue is that I need to look at, and I can hear those things.
That's right.
I mean, in different categories, it's great. I highly, highly recommend it.
Thank you. All right. So that's it. That's my big sales pitch. If you are interested in getting this stuff, you can talk to me. I think you can talk to Danny. You can talk to Amanda. And you can get the packages. If you don't want to put it in your luggage, you know, we can ship it to you. And it's no problem. We ship stuff every day. All right.
Between now and Friday, you're saying you can be able to take things home on Friday.
You can take things, you can start taking things home now if you want. John. Check what?
There's a light in the front that'll come on.
There's no light.
No light coming.
All right. Let's get back there to page 44, a level 2 manual. Oh, I have a very important announcement. The last day of class is class picture day. Just a warning.
Where are my ties?
And if you go to our website, hypnosiscenter.com/graduates.htm, there's a class picture from every class, and everybody lines up and I shoot you. And it goes on there. Of course, it's optional, but almost everybody always does it, unless they're like hiding from the law or something. And so if you've brought something nice that you haven't worn yet, you know, if you've got a tie or whatever, that's the day. Yes?
What if you can't be here on the last day of class?
Then you're screwed. How come?
Because as I was telling Maureen when I signed up for class, on the Friday 20th, I have to actually start my drive up to Oregon because I'm doing an event in Oregon on the Saturday.
Okay.
So that's why I can't be in class on Friday.
Yeah. The Friday class is mostly about being successful in the business. We don't cover very much 5-pass, 7-pass, any of that kind of stuff.
So, girl story.
I'm going to do the barking dog. And if you remind me, the blind boy story, where we use hypnosis to restore sight. Okay. It's all on the last day. So let's do this. Let's move photo day up to Thursday.
Thank you.
Tim, that's, I live to make Astra happy.
You should see your pictures, man.
Thursday.
Friday night. You
got to
see it.
Unbelievable.
Photoshop
that in.
Unbelievable.
However, I'll tell you what, if one of you don't pass, then I got to block you out, okay? So you have to study very hard. Because that's very embarrassing. I had this one person, he said, he got in trouble with the law. I said, I don't want my picture up there anymore. So what I did, I got Photoshop out, and I borrowed the eyes from this person, put them on there, the hair from this other person, a mustache or someone else. So one of those pictures on one of those graduates is a person that doesn't exist. Because it's I borrowed facial features from other people.
Jack in the Box.
Yeah. Okay. Let's run through this real quick, and then you're going to watch a video. You've already read this, hopefully. That was your homework. So I'm just going to run through this quickly, give you a chance to stop me if you have a question. Detailed outline for conducting phase two.
Someone's having too much.
Okay. And Sue, today, don't let me forget, I want to show you where you can interrupt an age regression and start over again. Okay? If I don't get to it today, I will definitely do it tomorrow. Okay. Number one, induce hypnosis and deepen test for somnambulism if it's the first session. So you can do age regression in the first session if you've done the preparation testing and convincing. Two, bring up the feeling. There's a feeling inside you don't like that has everything to do with why you came here today. Number three, use the affect bridge to regress the client to initial sensitizing event. So you brought up the feeling. Focus on that feeling. It's connected every time in your life that you felt that way. B, as a count of 5 back to 1, you go back to an earlier time you felt that way. C, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Be there. First impression, daytime, nighttime, indoors, outdoors, alone, or with someone. Now, it's a good time to talk about counting. I have a theory about counting. It should be intuitively making sense. So, if I want someone to go forward in time, I should probably count backwards or forwards.
Forward.
If I want someone to go backwards in time, I should count backwards or forwards.
Backwards.
That's right. If I want someone to become more of something, I should count up or down.
Up.
Like, because 1 is more than 0, 2 is more than 1, 3 is more than 2, right? So if I want someone to become more of something, then I count numbers getting bigger or more. Like eyelids locking down. 1, that's more than 0. 2, squeezing more and more. 3, more and more, right? So, or bigger. Here's where people will disagree with me, but I stick by the logic of it. I've just drawn on the board a horizontal line, which represents like water. And then an angular line, which represents the shoreline, and the part of the shoreline that goes underneath the water. Okay? So, at this point, how deep am I? 0. I'm not yet in the water. So, then if I want to go deeper, I could go 1. 2. 3. And so on. So that's deeper. A lot of people think you got to count backwards, go deeper. That does not make no sense to me. I'm asking to become more deeper, to go more deep. And so the numbers go more. Does that make sense to you? Kim?
It makes sense, but I think my brain's backward wired. I think the other way.
Well, rewire it.
Well, you know what? I was taught the opposite initially. Then I took a class with James Ramey, who is the ultra-depth master.
Yeah.
Okay? And where they do hypnosis starting with profound somnambulism. So the ultra-depth process, even though the C-chord state or ultra-depth is not hypnosis, you get to profound somnambulism before you get to ultra-depth or the C-chord state. And so him and Walter Secord, may he rest in peace, are like the masters of deepening, because they start with profound somnambulism. And they say this. And so I said, okay, that makes sense to me, and I switched over. And it was not easy, but I managed to do it, because I am a prisoner to logic, and that just made logic. Now, here's where it gets fun. Okay, at this point, how emerged am I?
Underwater.
So how emerged am I? I am 0 emerged. If I'm here, how emerged am I? I'm that deep, I'm 0 emerged, right? 0. So I'd say, okay, as I count from 1 to 3, you emerge. 1, 2, 3. And I'm right back here, emerged. So I'm asking them to go more emerged. Here I'm asking them to go more deeper. I'm not asking them to become unhypnotized. If I was asking them to go unhypnotized, I would go 3, 2, 1. You see, Kim wants to believe me, but it's so contrary to everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm following it. It's just, you know, they try to teach me guitar tablature. I want to throw the book and it's upside down.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what's really important here is that you don't mix things up. Believe me, there's lots of people counting the opposite direction of what I just said, and it works. Logically, this makes better sense to me, so that's what I do. And when logic prevails, I think it works a little bit better. But this works. This is what you want to avoid. And I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and I want you to go deeper. 1, 2, 3. And you're here, right? You say, okay, now I'm going to count from 3 to 1, and I want you to double this relaxation. 3, 2, 1. Do you see how that's just so long?
Yeah.
it's not consistent.
Whatever you say first becomes the rule. If you say, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, go deeper, then if you do it again, you need to do 1, 2, 3 direction again. You can't count backwards when you've already told the subconscious mind that counting forwards means deeper.
Back again. So we have 1, 2, 3, go deeper. Again, we have 1, 2, 3, emerge. And emerge first, but does it mean emerge from hypnosis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not from water.
Well, you said two different things when you get to three, the
0, 1, 2, 3,
or the 3, 2, 1.
Well, I said, how emerged are we here?
Yeah.
Zero. Yeah. And so we want them to become fully emerged.
Yeah.
So if it took them 1, 2, 3, we're 1, 2, 3 down.
Yeah.
That's like if this was feet.
Yeah.
Right? Let's go 3 feet deep. Okay, how many feet do they got to go up to emerge? 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 feet to be emerged. You got to, if you're 3 feet down, to come back up, you got to go 3 feet up.
So if you would make a mistake with an individual client, as long as you were consistent in your mistake with that person.
That's right.
I just keep thinking, if you're taking somebody into hypnosis, counting to three, then you got to count backwards to get them out.
It depends how you think and how they think. If you say, I'm going to unhypnotize you, then you got to count from backwards. But if you're going to say, now we're going to go from where we are now to another place,
yeah,
to fully emerged, then we count from 1 to 3.
Okay.
All right, backwards. Now, what do we do? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, if we're doing time, right? If this is now. If we want to come back to now, what direction do we count?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's right, because forward is forward. If we want to go future self, someone created the future.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
If we want to come back to now, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Does that make sense? If you screw up, that's all there is, just like live TV. It's been done. You move on to the next thing. If I was to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now we're going to go back to earlier to time 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there's one thing you're not allowed to say. What is it?
Oopsie.
You can't say, oops, oh, screwed that up. You race the race. Doesn't work that way. You just like Garfield. What was he doing when he screws up? He says, I meant to do that. You know, you just stand by your mistake and you just keep going. Yeah, it won't work quite as well, but if you admit to making a mistake or you start acting like you're not confident, then confidence goes down and it hurts the whole session. All right. So, here we are at the bottom of 44. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. First impression. And then we have the building the gestalt sentences, the background, foreground. Is it daytime or nighttime? Are you indoors or outdoors? Are you alone or with someone? Wait for response in each case. If your client is with someone, ask, who are you with? Wait for response. If alone, ask them, how are you feeling alone? Okay. Ask what each situation made them think and made them feel as you go back in time. Keep the regression to a... keep regressing to the ISE. Determine if you have the ISE or SSE by asking questions like, I'm going to ask you a question, don't think the answer to the question, feel it. Is that feeling inside you new or familiar? Familiar like, oh boy, here we go again. Or new like, what's going on here? Wait for response. If your client responds by saying if the feeling is new, you may, underline may please, may have reached the ISE. G, there it says may, have reached the ISE, but it should make sense given the known history of the client as well as other verifications covered later. H, if your client responds by saying that it's familiar, then you will continue to regress until you uncover the ISE. You can do this by giving instructions like focus your attention on the feeling. As I count from 5 back to 1, you go back to an earlier time you felt that way, or the type of situation you felt that way. I suggest that even after your client reports that the feeling is new, that you continue with the age regression. If the situation was that of the ISC, you will regress no further. You can do this by giving instructions like, you will be at the first time you felt this way. Note that the word back is not used. I talked about that. They say new, and you say, I'm going to touch you on the head, and you'll be at the first time you felt this way. Whack. Or you can say, I'm going to touch you on the hand three times. I touch you on the third time, you will be at the first time you felt that way. Touch, touch, touch. Be there. Quickly. First impression, daytime, nighttime. But we don't count backwards, and we don't say the word back, because that can cause a small percentage of clients to confabulate, to have an imagined experience that never happened. Questions? Do the informed child technique. The goal of the informed child technique is to remove any fears and misperceptions the child had about herself, others, or her world. And these, if these fears or other erroneous feelings are being generated by misperceptions, they will be removed when she is informed as to the truth of the matter. This information will come from the adult client, who is called grown-up, and you acting as a therapist. Often, but not always, the misperception is that the event caused the child to think that she is unlovable or that there is something wrong with her. Well, surprise, surprise, where did first and second recognition come from? Okay. If that is the case, then it can be addressed as outlined below. Okay. If they think they're unlovable, there's something wrong with them, which comes up a lot. Have the client who has regressed the child go into the background and address the adult client. I like to ask my clients something like, wouldn't it be nice if you knew what you knew then, what you know now? This will often get me the information that I need to tell the child, which will remove the misperceptions regarding the event. What event? The ISC. But were held by the child. For example, I might find that her mother has always loved her when the child thought that she did not love her. In such cases, it's useful to establish the child is lovable by saying something like, if you had a child like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in your life, could you love him or her? Call your regressed child, client by the age he or she has regressed to. C, have the adult, which I usually call grown up, go back with the child before the ISC and tell the child that he or she is lovable and that there's nothing wrong with him or her. Or whatever information is needed to get him or her through the ISC without being negatively affected by it. So the party of the first part talks to the party of the second part, and they agree upon it. Sometimes you got to read this stuff over and over, but it's laid out there for you. Any questions on it so far?
Ask. When you did the countdown, as you were doing the age regression, from 40 to 20, for example, you went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you paused, then did 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I think I might have missed what you actually said between the two fives.
Me too. Will you say that again?
Okay. As I'm looking here at my little notes, when you were going through the spider example, you took the 40-year-old and you put him back into his 20s, you know, earlier time. And the countdown you used was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I never count down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What I'm doing there is counting up the emotion,
okay,
where I'm building the affect. That feeling is coming up stronger and stronger. 2. See, I'm asking it to become more, so the numbers become more. Once I've got that all the way up there, I can now follow that feeling back to earlier time I felt that way. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's
where I need to write down. Let's see. Have the adult, which I usually call a grown-up, go back before the ISC. Okay, that's C. D, inform the child that the adult cannot lie to him or her because they share the same feelings or heart. So I'll say, grown-up, you know, wouldn't be nice if you knew that what you know now. Isn't that right? Yes. Good. What would you like to have known? Blah, 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 blah. Good. In a moment, count for 3 back to 1. You're going to be back there with the little one. I'm going to be there, too. We're going to tell him whatever he needs to know. 3, 2, 1. Be there. Hello, little one. Let me tell you about grown-up. Grown-up could never lie to you because he is you. You share the same heart, same feelings. Felt like lying to you, you'd know it instantly. How does it make you feel? I like that. Good. Be the grown-up. tell the child, I'll be there for you. I'll never let you down. You're never going to be alone because I love you and understand. Okay? Then I like to place the child next to the adult's heart where they can keep the promise. I'll usually say something like, in a moment I'm going to do something very special, and as I do, I'd like you to tell that little one, I love you 3 times. Begin. Then as she does that, I'll say, she trusts you. I usually press on the shoulder then. And now she becomes so small, she fits into the palm of your hand. I'll usually hold their hand out and go like this. And I say, and now she goes right inside of you, to the center of you, next to your heart, where she can always feel your love, never feel alone, and where she can always be proud of, where you can always be proud of her. Does she like it in there? Yes, she does. Is she safe and secure? Yes, she is. Okay, that technique I will use wherever it kind of makes sense to use it. Sometimes I will do it before the informed child technique. Sometimes I'll do it after the informed child technique. Sometimes I mean to do it before the informed child technique and I forget. And so I'll do it after the informed. It works either way. It's completely, it's like a reversible jacket. You can use it any way you want. So they do this interaction. The child gets informed. F, test the interaction. If the child, ask the child if he or she feels safe and secure. If so, then continue to inform the child with pertinent information, such as, you get to grow up, your mother will come back. Any insights the adult client wishes he or she knew back then. Here you want to provide the child with whatever information is necessary so that she can go through the ISE without being negatively affected by it. Please underline that sentence. It's so important. It says here you want to provide the child with whatever information is necessary so that she can get through the ISC without being negatively affected by it. That's the informed child technique in one sentence. You give that child whatever information he or she needs so she can get through the ISC without being negatively affected by it. That's what we do. Someone says, Cal, what's the informed child technique all about? Well, we go before the ISC and then we give that child whatever information he or she needs so she can go through the ISC again without being negatively affected by it. Negatively affected means picking up erroneous beliefs, having emotions that are based on erroneous beliefs.
Do you ever practice it in hypnotherapy before they go back to do that? Practice what they're going to do? Or
practice informed child technique?
No.
Before we hypnotize them?
No. I mean, once they're hypnotized, when you say you want to make sure that they have the correct experience when they go back, in hypnosis, do you ever say, now when we go back, okay, what are you going to do?
Okay, we found ISC, went before ISC, we confirmed ISC. And I'll say, be grown up. Boy, it'd be nice if you knew then what you know now. Isn't that right? Yes. What do you wish you would have known? See, this is where I find out what they're going to tell the child. So that's kind of like practicing before they do it.
What if grown up doesn't have...
That's why you make the big bucks. You need to have built such rapport with them and demonstrated that you are so wise that they will take some of your insights. But we don't give the insights directly to the child. We say, grown up, would this help? Blah, 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 blah. But because we don't want to suggest stuff to child that doesn't make sense to grown up. So we check out grown up. Boy, back then, I don't know, Would you have been so upset if you knew your mother was going to come back? Oh, no. Did she come back? Yes. Well, let's tell her that. How about that? Okay, good. Is she a hateful, no good, rotten, evil child like the big brother's always telling him? No. Oh, what is he? Oh, he's just as good as any other kid. Oh, lovable? Yeah, good. Well, we'll tell him that, too. So we go through that kind of thing. Sometimes they're not very verbal. I go, do you want me to tell him or you want to tell him? Some people, they're just not really good at talking. It's, oh, you better tell them. Okay, well, now they've transferred their authority over to me, and as long as I tell the child, pretty much, but we agreed upon, then the child will accept it.
So, at that point in time, would you address, sometimes when the child say, grown up, and I have some things we want to say to you, and I'll do the talk, grown up, this is what we, you know, grown up will always love you, and always be there.
You know what, I do it simpler than that. I just say, be the kid, you heard all that.
Yeah.
You know, and it works. I go, you know, be fine. Okay, you heard all that. And now they know that I got permission. Da, da, da. So let me do what I agreed to do. And I just say it.
That's what I do. Yeah.
always kind of get the scoop on what they're planning to tell the
Vast majority of time. Unless for some reason I just think that this person's... Some people, I mean, they're just so insightful and so right on, you know, that they can just pretty much do this themselves. But most of them, they need a little coaching, and I want to find out what they're going to say. That's why we make the big bucks. Okay. In F there it says, if not, you may have to continue to regress before the ISC... If not, you may have to continue to regress because this may not be before the ISC. If there's resistance to the informed child work, that indicates that you're probably not before ISC. For example, the example of the spider boy, right? And I say, spiders are okay, they're fine, right? And this is before mom screamed and yelled. And he goes, yeah, I like spiders. Beautiful. But if I start saying, hey, spiders are fine, mom's going to freak out, but you're safe. Are you sure? What does that mean? There's something that happened before that that is the ISC that I got to go and check out. So resistance to accepting the suggestions is an indicator that we're not before ISC. G, move the child forward from ISC through the SSCs, informing the child as is needed. Feeling safe and secure with grown-up and yourself, helping and guiding her. 5, informed adult. There's two kinds of informed adult that I've created. One is, this where you go, I've changed because now I know. I've changed because now I feel. That's the child stating to the adult the changes that have happened. That transfers the changes in the child to the adult, because here we say, C, under 5, I've changed. As I change, you change because I am you. I live inside your heart or near your heart or the center of you where all your feelings come from. So we transfer the changes in the child to the adult. Here's the other informed adult. Another version of the informed adult is when the grown-up self is taken into the future. This is accomplished by taking the child all the way up to the age of the adult, feeling safe and secure, time permitting, then projecting the client into the future, a probable future, with these changes. This moving forward in time I call pre-vivification as opposed to revivification of the past. And it gives the client a more positive bias or realistic look at him or herself and the world. For example, the overweight client experiences the slim future. Smoking client experiences a successful life as a non-smoker. The depressed client experiences a hopeful future, and so on. I like to place the future self in the client's mind as a coach and reminder success. If I do that age progression, I've already put the child in the center of them. What I'll do is I'll do the age progression, and I'll say, now we put that positive expectation and picture of you being a success forever in your mind. And so we put it right there in your head, so that you will always have this positive mental expectation of success.
If you don't have any, like the prom date that's coming up and the wedding and whatever, you don't have any events coming up,
you just say, in a moment, count from 1 to 3, and we're going to be at a significant time in the future where you get to realize this success. 1, 2, 3. Significant time in the future where you get to realize the success. Just, you know, sometimes I've got you a little bit kind of paranoid about saying everything the right way in the induction. But so when you get past that, you just have to say what you want them to do. Go to an important time in the future where you can be there responding to spiders like everybody else does. At a moment, count from 1 to 3 and you'll be getting on that airplane and you're going to be feeling like everybody else does about getting on your. In a moment, I count from 1 to 3, and you're going to be in the future, and you're speaking to a group of people with confidence and flair. 1, 2, 3, be there. And so that's what we do.
I use your high road.
Yeah, just do the high road half of the...
Yeah, that's great.
But that works best if you know some events that are coming up. And she said, what if you know any events? But you could just do 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, or something like that. Okay. Segue is one of the newer things I've been stressing because I've been doing it but not really teaching it well. The segue, number 7 in that list. Very important. Segue, number 7 on that page. Most clients, once they've had the insight, then you can just go into direct suggestion. But there are a few clients that if you don't tie it together, they're not going to get it. And almost all of your clients do benefit from tying it together. So, for example, you get someone who comes in for nail biting. You do the regression, and it goes back to a time when they were 7 getting molested. Okay? And now this person, if you don't tie that together in the hypnosis, he or she can come out of the hypnosis and be angry with you for taking him or her there. Saying, I came in for nail biting, not to deal with my, you know, nasty uncle, my issues with him. Oh. So now what do? You got to explain all that stuff. So what we do is in the segue, after we've worked out that stuff, we say, now you realize that your nail biting was just a distractor. That's where it came in useful to have showed the video or drawn the circles for them. To distract yourself from the feelings you have regarding this issue. And now that we have resolved that issue, the drive to bite your nails is gone. Do you see how I tied that together? If they're overeating, then we go back, we go to any kind of situation. Say, now that we've resolved that issue, okay, that made you feel bad, fearful, or angry, you no longer have to distract yourself from those feelings with food. And so now the drive to do that has been eliminated. So we say, now that we've done this, we've resolved the cause of the problem, and now you're going to be able to accept these suggestions like never before. And then we say, so then we give them the script for nail biting or the script for weight loss or whatever it is. You see? So the segue, that's where you say, okay, we've accomplished this work. Okay, we've neutralized the cause. So the drive to whatever they're doing has now been neutralized. And so now you're going to be able to accept these suggestions so powerfully and completely. Then you get to the direct suggestion part. You guys got it? Always in the, number 8, always end the session with direct suggestion pertaining to the changes the client came to accomplish. This process has forced the subconscious mind to reconsider the past experiences and reorganize. It is now ready to accept new suggestions like never before. So we talked about how insight techniques put you into a state of hyper-suggestibility. Those suggestions you give them then last a lifetime. Then you will emerge. 9, emerge from hypnosis with suggestions for feeling good. You look at them and say, and you do feel good, don't you? 10, post-hypnotic interview. You should include answering questions about the session and recommendations for making future appointments or confirm the appointments that were previously set up. Take a 10-minute break, huh?
That's a good point. At number 7, I had 2 people emerge and they were sad afterwards. And they didn't really want
to
come.
Yeah, you have to tie it together. Yep.
That's very good.
I'm on a high note. I have to sit down. Yes, I'm not as young as you used to be.
If we purchase, I'm guessing we're better off doing the package deal.
Yeah, that's the way it's
discounted. Okay, sorry. Did you have
Yeah, I'll put them back in for somebody
okay.
wants. There's the green one.
Yep.
And there's the gold one.
I really want the pain management package.
And you go for the gold, baby.
Yeah. Right.
It's the best deal you'll ever get on it.
Oh, boy.
And here's the green one. And if you are make up your mind to get them right away so that on Friday afternoon, Danny and Maureen aren't pulling their hair out. Or at least let them know, and they'll put it in a bag aside for you. Or maybe you're going back to the hotel. You, you can divvy it up into trips or whatever. How you doing, Dee?
I'm doing great. Great. You know, what I was thinking, one of the things that I loved was when you're talking about the young man who was adopted and how what came out of him was something that you had no awareness of, and he didn't, about saying to the baby, oh, there was an illness in the village.
That's right. That's the blind boy story. Where'd you hear about that?
I don't know which one thing I got it from.
Yeah, that's the blind boy story.
I've gotten so much stuff. It's like, that's I've already got a bunch of this stuff.
That's the spirit.
And it's like, oh. Yeah, so then I'm like, okay, we already got this, we already got this.
On your divorce?
Yeah, when my husband says, you spent what?
I do that. You know what? Let's say you spent $1,000. Two clients, you made it all back.
Yeah, that's really true.
Well, I have a plan.
My husband doesn't say anything. Of course,
when I got done, you wouldn't even know how many thousands of dollars after I got my servant work, I spent. And probably half of it was useless. At least this stuff, you know, it's going to be consistent and congruent with what you learned in class.
Yeah.
How much money did
you
spend?
Know,
just enough.
Whatever you look at what it takes to get a business going.
It's not.
I spent lots more money on lots of other things that were not nearly as lucrative. Thousands of dollars on businesses.
It didn't work out.
And these are probably just tried and true.
Oh,
Have you already taken any hypnosis classes or
this is my first time.
Okay, see, for Suzanne and I, it's all tax write-off. That makes it great.
No, yeah.
You too.
But it would be, wouldn't it, if I'm using it to start?
Well, my CPA tells me no, it's not.
If you're starting
a new profession, it's after you start.
Oh, you say that you started like last
it's month, like,
then it's okay.
Sure.
I started last year.
I already have a DBA, I already have my checking account. But that's what my CPA says, you have to talk to your own.
You want to be safe.
It
would be a shame to spend all the money.
Take a look at my
I'm going to add it up to the individual.
really the stuff I really wanted to do.
I went to the Labyrinth Ball. It's like a masquerade party. But I'm pressing
the sack. I'm a sucker for that stuff because I really want to do it for kids. I want to be successful. I want to study it.
Oh, yeah, customize
it. I've got to make sure it's exactly the time and then make sure I study it. Well, I'm thinking I will when I don't have clients and I quit my job and I can sit there. Well, I guess I'll study a DVD now.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
No, that was in L.A. That's why I stayed in town on Thursday night and Friday since I couldn't drive back to San Diego and then back up to L.A.
Was that a phenomenal outfit or what?
Yeah.
I've only been to one masquerade ball.
When you get people who are really into their costumes, it's great.
Yes, the orange one has everything.
I've ordered so many things.
No, and I don't have the pain one. Have you already got the Balsam CD? No, the 5-pack CD. I got those. Yeah, that's how I got certified and got on to the So I've already been reading all the stuff on the Gotham group, which is great.
Most of it was in the planning because I started to read the
great
and then I got about
glad to hear it.
Done with one line.
Glad to hear it.
And then I'm on to the second row and then I realized
he showed us engaged with readers.
You're already engaged.
So I have to take out all those weavings so that I organize the ribbons so that it could fold up. So it went from one line and it would the entire length. So I could store it flat.
What are you thinking?
Or in your
what are you thinking?
Exactly. That took me some planning. But other than that, the actual week
of
very engaged. They just had to change from the little stones. It's loose.
What do you have there?
His engagement.
That's beautiful.
How great.
I was like, wonderful. I love
that.
We've been together 2 years. Let's go 2 years.
Puppies or humans?
Both, actually.
Okay.
First, we need a puppy down. We never came to the
hospital.
What's the
problem?
No. Okay, close your eyes. Feeling inside you don't like. Feeling like doing everything
Now
you try to distract yourself. I know you like girls.
Strange.
Let's see, let's see.
I just get a lot more polish than this. It's almost a carrot in the center. It's a D. In color.
It's
very high color. It's sparkly. The right
lens.
Who picked out like 4 days just To shift or adjust the transfer.
Well, I went to the other one.
Went to where?
Yes. So we classified.
Oh.
Okay, let's tell them.
That's why the website thing is so cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
dark chocolate. They're all raw. There's no alkaline processing. There's nothing. It's made from white part of
my husband's
name
is Lyle.
And probably
I took my husband's
name. I mean, a little square is like four blocks, but you have to get high end candies, but they've got the same thing. One'll make you healthy, one'll make you sick.
Opposed to it.
And you know what's interesting?
It's not a real pretty last name.
Because I was just so changed.
No, actually, it's a physiological thing. Physiology is most people already have the psychological component. The body says, I need a certain kind of fat. Your current fat is the same one. So that signal was shut down.
It's a lot of
And so you keep eating and keep eating until you're sick.
And it shouldn't have all the paperwork.
You need to be hypnotized and slow down your eating habits. You're helpful. Thank you.
He has a
It's the only medicine.
Not there. It has the main.
I would love that.
Don't give me more than 25 seconds.
I'm going to take your socket from my husband and I really. That would be a riot.
What are they serving at the party on the last day traditionally?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Okay.
Secret.
What can we bring?
No, this is garlic.
They're going to hear it.
This is the garlic.
Any other questions?
You want the sesame?
Yeah. The raw. You guys have any questions about what products are for sale?
I need one of those green sheets.
Yeah, I've got one for you.
If you have questions, let me know. I have a client in 15 minutes.
They're actually better when we have our homemade hummus or our homemade guacamole.
Let's see the video.
If you want a question about products, let me know.
Raw corn chips, but I left them at home.
Have you made these?
My wife made them, yeah.
Oh, I liked this.
I don't want this to go to waste here. But I'm not.
If you have questions later about the products, just see me later. I'll tell you about the products. What are helpful for what situations?
Here we go! Rock and roll. Where's Nina? Nina, the computing machine. Alright, our next break. I want to show the video. Okie dokie. Page 49, Level 2 Manual, Criteria for Establishing the ISE. I tell you, when I got into this business and I started studying age regression, what I heard was, find the cause and neutralize it. Boy, that's nice. But how, when in time do you do that? Okay. How do you know you even have the cause? How do you know you got the ISC? Client says no. Wrong. That's what I was told. Time after time after time, I found out that we, if we do what I just told you to do, given the opportunity to go to the very first time they felt this way, they will go back one, two, or even three more bumps. And I shudder to think all the people I tried to do age regression work with, not before the ISC, and that's where it's got to be done. First establish the ISC, then you go before it. Why? Because before it, they have ears to hear. In the middle of the ISC, they're resistant. They already have the misperception or fear or anger inside of them. So one of the most important things you can do is to find the ISC, confirm it, and then go before it before you do the informed child technique, ICT. Number one, survey said, the ISC should make sense given the known history of the client. Okay, Cal, you just told me, don't believe the client. Michelle said, it just started 2 weeks ago. Isn't that the known history of the client? No. That's subjective baloney that the client told us. Okay? It means nothing. You just nod your head and you go, oh, so it started about 2 years ago. Okay? Let it go. You put whatever they say in the hypothesis file. I mean, this is a hypothesis. I'm going to test it. So, what does that mean, known history? If I have documented evidence, like from, let's say I've got a child with, an adult with migraines. Said, I've had migraines since I was 7 years old. And then I have access to the doctor's records of where they've been seeking help since they were 7 years old. Then I know that the condition has lasted at least since 7 years old. If I do the regression with that individual and we go back to 10 and they say the feeling is new or the symptom is new, then I know that's not ISC because it's not consistent with the known history of the client. I've got documented proof that it existed prior to 10. Okay, does that kind of make sense? Okay. Number two, ISCs generally occur before the age of 5 years old. That is a gross generalization. If I was pushed to make a more exact comment, I would say ISCs usually occur before 3 years old. Your personality is pretty much in place by the time you go to kindergarten or first grade. Three, the client regressed the ISC will report that the feeling is new. We've talked about that. Now, guess what? Any one of these things by itself is evidence, but not proof. All of them together is evidence, not proof, but it's a stronger case. What we want to do is build up a preponderance of evidence that what we have discovered to be the ISC is indeed the ISC. Akiko, how's it going? I'm talking fast. Keeping up? Okay. Confirm that the feeling or affect is new by attempting to regress again on the feeling or affect. So, they say the feeling is new. I say, good, focus on that feeling. I'm going to touch you on the head. You will be at the first time you felt this way. Boom. Almost every time, you'll go back to an earlier time. We did not suggest an earlier time. We just said, I want to go to the first time. So, but if they just go right back to where they were, now we're building up a preponderance of evidence that that is the ISC. Suzanne?
Just kind of getting straight in the mind.
If
all the SSEs you want, go to an earlier time, earlier time, earlier time, you're going to go back to the same time. And then they think they have the ISC, then you say, now go back to the
when they say it's new.
When they say it's new.
The little hairball.
Right.
Okay. Doesn't it look like something you pull out of your brush? Yeah. That's every morning I pull out of my brush.
This one, a brush.
It's like a wiring shirt from an old people.
Actually, it's a set of braces under construction. This is like a whole Rorschach test, right? In itself, right? Okay, 40. Yeah, I'm doing this one right here. That's now. 20 SSE. 10 SSC. They said familiar, familiar. When they say familiar, they're giving me permission to say go back to an earlier time. Go back to 5. He says it's new. I say, good. Touch on the head 3 times. The 3rd time you'll be at the very first time you felt this way. Boom, goes back to 3. Familiar, new. New. Now that's what you said last time, you curtain climb and crumb snatch a monster, right? So you say, I can touch you on the head 3 times, and the 3rd time you'll be at the first time you felt this way. Touch, touch, touch. First impression, daytime, nighttime. They start telling me the story all over again. I play with my Tonka truck on the kitchen floor. Mom's making peanut butter sandwiches. And that's what we said before. Then I've gone back to the same time. I've begun to identify the ISC. It is new. And then when I attempted to go to the first time, we wind up at the same time. And then and all these other things have to be there too. Then, 5, regress before the ISC and the feeling should not exist. If they have a fear of spiders that began at age 3, I can go 5 minutes before that and they shouldn't have the fear of spiders. If they have poor self-esteem, thinking there's something wrong with me at age 4, then I should be able to go 4 minus 5 minutes and they should feel fine about themselves. I'm lovable. Are you lovable? Yes, I'm lovable. You see? 6, regress before the ISC and the client should feel safe and secure. You just directly say to them, do you feel safe? Do you feel secure? And you should get a yes. Before the ISC, your client should readily accept the suggestions that remove either the fear or the misperception. If there is resistance to those suggestions, keep going. So here's an example with the spider. Take them 5 minutes before, and I say, do you like spiders? Oh, spiders are yucky. You know, oh, spiders are scary. Oh, then I haven't found the ISC yet. Something caused him to have that feeling. Here's an interesting one. I'll ask the grown-up, is 5 lovable? And if they can't find a child lovable, you've not found the ISC yet. Because in that pre-misperception, pre-fear, pre-angered state, before the ISC, they're just cute, lovable little creatures. Okay. Any questions about that?
So if you ask the adult, you're saying after you've supposedly unknown the ISC, you ask the adult and they're lovable.
Before I do the informed child, this is all done before the informed child technique. You know, take them back in time before the ISC. Okay, we give them the information they need. They accept it readily. Does he feel safe and secure? Yes. Is he lovable? Yes. Good. Now we run him to the ISC.
Is it easy to work on one emotion, one feeling at a time, or does grown-ups' other baggage get in the way for answering that question, is that child lovable?
If it does, then that other baggage is an important part of the problem.
Like the same with number 6, the child might feel not safe or secure, but it could be another problem that you have addressed.
But if the child doesn't feel safe or secure, that is a component of the problem.
But you have to address that then.
Yep. So feel safe, feel secure? No. How do you feel? Scared. Focus on that feeling and go back to an earlier time you felt that way. Just keep going.
But maybe if the child has multiple phobias or something,
it's all fear. Phobia is fear. Most cases when you deal with phobia, you're going to find that the event where the phobia developed is not the ISC, It is the SPE. And that there is something that happened to them before that that made them feel not safe, not secure, which is a feeling of fear, anxiety, insecurity, that was looking for something to attach to.
So it was free-floating.
This is free-floating anxiety.
Got it.
I don't feel safe. I don't feel secure. Insufficient mothering from the perception of the child. Remember, reality's got nothing to do with it. The child just has to perceive it. Dividing phase two up into multiple sessions. I need a good pen. That's not it. That's better. Okay, now, this feeling inside you don't like has everything to do with why you came here today as a count from 1 to 5 because of as strong as powerful as ever been. Good, now the count from 5 back to 1 and go back to another time about the way. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There you are. What's happening? How old are you? How does it make you think? How does it make you feel? Okay, 20. That feeling inside you is familiar or new? Good, focus on that feeling, go back to another time about that way. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'd be there. And sometimes you do a bunch of those. Doesn't happen all the time, but you might do 18 of those suckers. And what does that do? It uses up time. Time is my friend. Time is my enemy. Time is a commodity that, you know, it's sand through the hourglass. You know, and so are the days of our lives. Yeah. And so are the minutes of our sessions, right? Man, you can't stop it. But the client's going to take however long they take to do whatever that you need to do with them. And so sometimes you start doing this.
That's true.
It's nice to draw a pretty little picture where everything's linear, but it doesn't always work out that way. And that's why I warn you in advance. Now, so here we get to 3. It says new. You look at the clock and you go, oh my gosh. I don't have time to validate this ISC any more than I do now. I got like 10 minutes. I got to wrap it up, do a segue, emerge them with direct suggestion, confirm the next appointment because I have someone else waiting. So I do not know that this is ISE. What do? I treat it as if it was an ISE. That's all I can do. And the earlier and closer I get to the ISE, the longer lasting the result will be. Okay? I'm probably getting pretty close to ISE, but I might not have ISE. So I treat it like ISE. I go just before. I do the best job I can at inform child technique. But just make get them feeling good. By the time I run them through that, feeling safe and secure, do whatever work I can do. Put them safe and secure in their heart. They're in storage now until next week. I do a segue, give them direct suggestion, and I say, now that you've had these insights and you feel more secure, now you know this and now you know this, you're going to be able to accept these suggestions like never before. Yada, 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 suggestion for what they came in for. They'll now get the benefits that they wanted to make that change for. Next session, do not do affect bridge. You don't want to do this all over again. Use up your whole session. You mark in your notes when this was. Age 3, with Tonka truck, kitchen floor. See? And then you put them back into somnambulism. You say, in a moment, count from 5 back to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be at the earliest time we visited last session, the time when you were on the kitchen floor, 3 years old, with the Tonka truck. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. Ta-da! Now we're right back where we left off. Okay. Is this feeling familiar or new?
New.
Yeah. Good. In a moment, I'm going to count. I'm going to touch on that three times. When I touch the third time, you'll be at the first time. If there are earlier times, we will continue the march back until we get to ISC. Now we have time to confirm ISC, do informed child technique. Any questions about that? Okay. So one of the places we've most divided up is we're not sure about the ISC, so we deal with what we got. It might be 13. You take what you got. You have to end the session with the client feeling like you've accomplished something and that they feel better now that it's been done and it's tied to what they came in for. Because I'll see on the groups, I did age regression and they never came back. Well, that's because it didn't seem like you were doing anything important, or they didn't feel better after you got done, or you didn't tie it together with why they came in. All you did is gave them a dreadful, nasty experience that had to do with their youngster years, and there's no way they're going to go through it again. But if they feel like it was relevant to what they were doing, and if they felt better when it was over, okay, and if you tie it together for what they came in for, they'll be back. Because you're the first one that's made any headway in that direction. And you did it in an hour. It's amazing. Okay.
Do they ever not come back because they feel that their symptoms are gone and they feel okay and so they don't need to come back?
Anything can happen. That has happened, but it's rare. Most of the time they will realize that they've begun something very important. We don't let people come in until we've told them this is a process. On average, it could take at least 4 sessions, average 5 sessions. It could be as long as 6, maybe longer, depending on your, how complicated your issue is. They know that it is a multiple session thing. We won't even see them. They go, I want to do 1 session to try it out. Go away somebody else's time. And we're going to talk about how to do all that phone stuff. Okay? Please come back. Thursday night would be good. Okay. So one possibility is you get the ISC, but you get an early date, but you haven't confirmed it as ISC. You treat it as ISC. Okay. The other thing that could happen is you get the ISC, you confirm it, okay, you do the informed child technique, but you don't have time to go through the SSCs to reinforce it. Okay, that's common. If you can find the ISC, confirm the ISC, do the informed child work, you've done 80-90% of the work. They're going to feel so good. Just wrap it up with direct suggestion and a segue. Okay? But ideally, you'll be able to identify the ISC, do the informed child technique, and then go back through these different SSCs. Now, if there's 47 SSCs, that's going to take 4 or 5 sessions to get through, and you're going to drive everybody nuts. It's unnecessary. You want to pick out the most salient, the most important ones. And again, this is where you make the big bucks. And yet, this is a storybook. It's more interesting than any novel you'll ever read. More icky than any soap opera you'll ever watch. You know, I remember after I got done with this one person, I said, and you do feel good, don't you? I feel like I've been filleted. I mean, you really get, I tell you what, in a couple hours, you're going to know this person better than anyone else on the face of earth because you get into their icky stuff unguarded. So, some of these are going to have more importance to them than others, and you'll pick it up. Sometimes they're just repeating stuff, and sometimes it's significant. So, when I'm going back, and I'm seeing a lot of these things, I'll notice that some of them have a lot of emotion and some of them don't. Some of them are repetitive and some of them are quite important decision points or important points that came up. And so I watch for those. See, so I'm drawing, some of these being tolerative. This one is either more emotionally packed or was more significant because it was a decision point, you see. And this one. And I'll kind of keep those in mind so that when I, here's the ISC, And the ISE may be rather small, but I'm going to make sure that I hit these events, you know, on the way back.
So we're drawing this as we work?
No. That's my cognitive map of what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking I might have to draw this to kind of keep it straight.
You just make notes like, you know, this was a big one.
Yeah. Let me show you my notes. I use a legal pad, typically, but sometimes I use a regular pad. And it's got a thing here and a thing here. Sometimes it's got a thing here. And then it's got lines that go down like this. And there's a copy of this in the business pack. And then there's a thing that goes like this. For my age regression stuff, then let's say this was 40, and this is 38, 37, 22, 19, 16, 10, 8, 5, 3. Then what I do, first place we go back to, I go 38. And I put that in the border area. And I say, what's happening? And they tell me what's happening. I said, how does that make you feel? And they tell me what makes me feel. What does that make you think? Familiar and new. Whatever they say, I don't write it down because that just tells me if I'm going to regress more. I say, good, focus on that thing, go back really tight, about that way, 3, 2, 1, be there. 30, oops, already used up that line. 37, okay. What's happening? Blah, 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 blah. What does that make you think? Blah, blah, blah. How does that make you feel? Good. Is it familiar or new? If it's familiar, we go back to earlier time. 22. What does it make you think? What does it make you feel? What's happening? How old are you? Goes here. Okay? And I just keep doing that. And if I'm getting a lot of them, and I want to remember which are the most important, you know, just signify it somehow. Draw a circle around it. That's it. And then what I do, so then I might have a couple pages of these, and so I've got 19 and 16, and then as I work through them, I just check them off. As I work back through them, keep track. Okay, oh, here goes the name. Date, page number. That's all. You don't want to get too much writing down stuff. Just enough. Toy box Tonka truck. Spider scared. You know, floor, kitchen, Tonka truck, peanut butter sandwich. That's the way to. You don't want to get too worried about grammar, spelling, all that kind of stuff. It's just a brain tickler, so it'll remind you of what you're doing. Now, if I want to do age progression stuff, and I got all through this, I might not do that until the next session, and then go do some age progression stuff. I don't always do age progression stuff. If it's something where they've got to change behavior, then I want to take them into the future where they can practice that behavior. This is hugely important for sports people. Do some age progression stuff. Let me give you a hint about sports. There's a whole profession of just doing sports hypnosis. Almost every big Olympic team has at least one hypnotherapist or someone trained in hypnotherapy on staff. At least one. It's so important. I've worked with people all kinds of different sports, from people who are casual in the sport, people who are serious amateurs, to people who are professionals, people who were Olympic contenders and pro football players. Okay? And here's something very important to remember. If they are in their season where they are competing, don't do 5-path with them. Screws them up too much. You don't want to spend 1 week where they're mad at everybody. They'll get kicked out of the game. They'll get a $100,000 fine or whatever. So we don't do 5-path when they are in season. Okay? But we tell them we've got something much more powerful that we need to do in the off season, which will make you so much better next season. And for people who are professional sports people, you know, their income is coming from it, you're mainly going to do direct suggestion and age progression work. You don't want to get into their deep, nasty stuff. Age progression, where they go and they make that basket, where they hit that ball, you know, whatever it is that they're doing. Where they, and you rehearse it over and over, perfectly, perfectly, perfectly. But you tell them, you know, when the season's over, you get back in here, because we're going to make you so good the next year. All right. That's about that. What we're going to do now is we're going to watch a video. We're going to watch a video of Gada. So go back to the important things to watch for in the appendix. Level 2 manual, page 140-something. Okay, 144. I want to also remind you at this time, if you have not yet read the chapter on forgiveness of others and read the transcript of the forgiveness of others session, do so tonight, because we're going to start getting that into that tomorrow, and I want you to have that in your head. Okay. I think that will get brighter as we go along.
In a moment, I'm going to have you to think about the top of my
hand. Whenever you want,
good. Okay, now, just press down firmly on my hand. Keep pressing. And then follow my instructions.
Can you hear in the back?
Jerk reaction. Okay, just keep following my instructions.
Oh, that's fast forward again. I did like. So here's the second session. We use instant induction on her. Now, this is the old style before I whittled it down to 8 words. And I always go, press on your hand, close your eyes, sleep. This is the old style in the Jerry Kine, Gil Boyne, and Dave Ellman style. Still works, just takes a little longer. And there's nothing wrong with doing it exactly like this. It was just too long to learn in class because it needs to be memorized. And so that's why I took it down to the essential 8 words. It's so much easier to teach and learn in class. Now it's bright. She's wearing the same clothes because it's the same day. We took a break and then did the second session. Kind of exciting, isn't it? This is going to be a very complicated and difficult
as you start with your hands on the high session. Later on, if you want to move them down there, that's okay. But as you know, sometimes I use finger signals, so it's nice if you keep it out there where I can see finger movement. Is that okay with you?
And
last time we worked together, I gave you a post-hypnotic suggestion for reinduction of trance. You might not remember it, but this is going to allow you to go back into hypnosis much more quickly this time.
Okay.
This is what I want you to do. In a moment, I'm going to have you put your hand on top of my hand. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and when I get to 3, I want you to press down firmly on my hand. Keep pressing. And then follow my instructions like a knee-jerk reaction. Okay, just keep following my instructions. And you'll very quickly go back into that nice, relaxed state.
Okay.
fingers together, thumb against your hand. Eyes open, attention in your right hand. 1, 2, 3, press. Beautiful.
Hypnotic stare.
Now allow your eyes to be droopy, drawn, seen, closed. Keep them open. Press, 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 close, 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 press, 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 and sweep. And slow, pretty much. Keep it down, down. The sound of my voice. Each breath that you do. The sound of my voice, the touch of my finger. The way I have to breathe and help someone to do. And as I count from 1 down to 3, just allow yourself to move all the way back down to that familiar feeling of relaxation. 1, 2, 3, down.
Now, it's going to be a long session.
Deeply relaxed.
I will talk a little bit later about why it was so complicated. But this is a long session. If you get tired, walk around, go get something to drink. It's going to keep going when you get back.
The deeper you go, the better you feel. The better you feel, the deeper you go. Just imagine that your entire body is like the body of a rag doll.
She's among the top five or so toughest age aggressions I've ever done.
In a moment.
So this is why I was glad to have Michelle, so you could see it normal.
The deeper you go, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you go. Just an ongoing process of a more and more deeply relaxed with each breath. You're feeling better and better. Deeper and deeper relaxed. Better and more. Every breath takes you deeper. Every sound takes you deeper. Every thought takes you deeper. Way down. In a moment, we're going to double this relaxation. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 down to 5. As I count from 5 down to 1, 1 down to 5. Following my suggestions deepens your relaxation so much that with each number you go so deeply relaxed that by the time I get down to 5, actually double the relaxation. 1 hand, and you can have it very easily. 1. Relaxation is slowly beginning to double. 2. Relaxation is doubling more and more. 3, way down, 1 time. The deeper you go, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more your body relaxes. And as your body relaxes, your mind relaxes. 4, the relaxation has almost stopped. And 5, relaxation has stopped. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Every breath takes you deeper, every sensation takes you deeper. And you just keep on relaxing. Way down. Way down. Now, there's a few important things that we do whenever we do hypnosis together. One of the first is just following my instructions. And with every breath you exhale, you let yourself go deeper. As if each breath was a step down a staircase of hypnotic relaxation. The second important thing we do is from time to time, or have you think about or imagine something. So think about or imagine a perfectly formed leaf from a tree, green like springtime, with a single drop of moisture on it, like a warm and gentle rain that passed by. So you think about the things I suggest to you. And the third important thing we do is from time to time we'll have you become aware of feelings or sensations. Could be a feeling that you're experiencing now, one you anticipate feeling in the future, or any feeling or sensation from your past. Because when you allow yourself to be relaxed like this, those feelings and sensations come up instantly, automatically. For example, even though you might not have been thinking about it a moment ago, merely because I suggested it, because you're allowing it, you suddenly become aware of the feeling of the chair pushing up into your feet, holding your legs up and your feet pushing down into them, heavy and relaxed. And now you become aware of the feeling of your legs pressing down into the chair, big old chair holding you, and as you relax into it deeper and deeper, the feeling of your chair holding up your hips and back, and all that takes you deeper and deeper. If I ask you to take your attention to the feeling of the chair pushing up into your back, you instantly do, and that always makes you feel relaxed, comfortable, and at ease.
all of them safe and secure whenever you take your attention to the feeling of the chair pushing up into your back. And now, there's a feeling inside you you don't like. It's been there for a long time. And it has everything to do with why you haven't been able to be the kind of person you wanted to be. You tried ignoring it. You tried burying it, covering it up. You certainly swallowed it back. And now as I talk about it, your attention goes. As your attention goes to it, it grows. And as I count from 1 to 5, it grows inside you. 1, coming more and more. 2, stronger and stronger. 3, it continues to grow. 4, so strong that you can feel it like a physical sensation. 4 becomes 5. Your attention is going to it. And as I count from 10 back to 1, your attention stays on it. 1, your attention is there. And 10, 9, going back. That feeling is connected to the first time you ever felt that way. 8, 7, going back, you're becoming younger. 6, you're becoming smaller. 5, hands and feet are becoming smaller, going back to the first time you felt that way. 4, 3, 2, first impression when the mind has you is a daytime, nighttime. First impression, daytime, nighttime. You can speak.
I don't know.
I know you don't. When I count to 3, give me one or the other. 1, 2, 3, daytime, nighttime. Indoors, outdoors.
Indoors.
Alone or with someone.
Alone.
How do you feel alone?
Good.
Where's that feeling in your body alone? Your head, your chest, your stomach. Where is that not good feeling?
Chest.
Focus on that feeling. I'm going to ask you a question. Do not think the answer. Feel the answer. All alone with that feeling in your chest. Is it the first time you felt that way? Or is it familiar, like old boy? Here we go again. Familiar or no? Focus on the feeling. 5, going back. It's connected to the first time you felt that way. 4, 3, 2, 1. Be there. First impression, daytime, nighttime.
Nighttime.
Indoors, outdoors.
Indoors.
Alone or with someone.
With
who are you with?
My mom.
How do you feel with your mom?
Not good.
How old are you feeling not good with your mom? First impression, 1, 2, 3. How old are you?
Okay.
Okay, 3. What's going on? 3. Yeah. When I count from 3 back to 1, you're going to be back at the beginning and you're my white line. 3, going back. 2, 1, there you are. What's going on? Come on, what happens next? How do you feel? Mother's holding you. How do you feel, 3? Mommy's holding you.
Not good.
Yeah, what do you want, 3?
I want her to love me.
Yes. Yes. What does she do that makes you think she doesn't love you? Do you know why mom is crying?
No.
I want you to focus on the feeling inside. How do you feel?
Bad.
Yes. 3, I'm going to ask you that question again. That feeling inside, that bad feeling, familiar, like, oh boy, here we go again. Or no. familiar and new for you?
No, I think that's familiar.
Yeah, focus on that three. Focus on that feeling inside you, don't mind. Five, going back to the first time you felt that way, it's connected. Four, going back, coming younger and younger. Three, two, one, be there. First impression, daytime, nighttime.
Nighttime.
Indoors, outdoors.
Indoors.
Alone or with someone.
With someone.
Who are you with?
My mom.
How are you feeling with mom?
Crying.
How do you feel?
Mad.
What do you want? What do you want?
I want her to hold me and love me.
Yes, but what's she doing?
She's holding me.
Yes, is she holding you or not loving you?
She's not there.
Yeah. How old are you? How many fingers would you hold up? And I say hold up. Good. Okay, one. One, that feeling inside of you. Where is it? Your head, your chest, your body? Where is it?
It's in that chest.
Focus on that feeling. Familiar or new? Familiar or new? Now I want you to focus on that feeling one more time. Focus on that feeling. Here we go. That feeling is connected to the first time. Five, point back. Four, three, two, one. Be there. First impression, daytime, nighttime, quickly.
Nighttime.
Indoors, outdoors.
Indoors.
Alone or with someone?
With someone.
Who are you with?
My mom.
What's going on? You standing, sitting, or lying down?
She's holding me.
How does that make you feel? What do you want?
I want her to love me.
How old are you, little one? Are you just a baby?
I want her to love me.
Yeah. Familiar or new?
I don't know.
No, you don't know. Five, going back to the first time. Four, three, two, one. Be there. First impression, daytime, nighttime.
Nighttime.
Indoors, outdoors.
Indoors.
Alone or with someone?
With someone.
Where are you there? What's going on? You standing, sitting, lying down?
Lying down.
What's going on? How do you feel?
I'm crying.
Yes. Where's mommy?
I don't know.
What do you want?
I want to be helped.
Yeah. What happens next? There you are, crying, wanting to be helped.
Somebody's coming.
Say again.
He's coming.
Yeah. So what happens next? What are you doing? Nobody's coming.
Somebody comes.
Who comes?
My mom.
How does she look?
She's tired.
What happens next?
She picks me up.
Go on.
She holds me.
How do you feel?
It's my mom.
What do you want?
I want her to really hold me.
Yes. Yeah. So it doesn't feel like she's really holding you, like she wants to be there with you?
No.
How does it feel?
Bad.
Yeah. See you, babe. become aware of your breathing. Feeling of the chair pushing up into your back. And you go deeper, relax with every breath. Boy, it'd be nice if you knew then what you know now. Isn't that true? Because you've been a mommy and you know what it's like to be tired and all that kind of stuff, don't you? Wouldn't that be nice to know then what you know now? Mom, I'm going to count from three back to one. When I get to one, you're going to be with that baby. That little baby that you once were. You're going to be there for her. Is that okay with you? There we go. Three, you're going back looking for her. Back before she ever had that feeling that mommy didn't love her. Two, going back further and further looking for her. I don't know, maybe it's the first day, the first week, the first month of her life. Three, there she is. First impressions of daytime or nighttime. What's she doing? Yeah. If you had a girl like that in your life, would you love her? If she was like a little niece, or your little girl, you could love her. Then she's lovable, isn't she? I'd like you to go over there and pick her up. Yeah. She's lovable, isn't she? Because if you had a little girl like that in your life, you could love her, isn't that true? Isn't that true? And I want you to tell her, I'm here for you. I'll never let you down.
Never let you down.
You're never going to be alone.
You're never going to be alone.
Because I love you.
I love you.
And I understand.
How do I understand?
How does she like them? Does she feel better now?
Mm-hmm.
About how old is she?
3.
Okay. All right. I'm counting from 3 back to 1. She's going to be even younger. She's just going to be a baby, okay? Here we go. 3, she's becoming younger. You're the same. 2, going back. 1, there she is, just a baby before she ever had that feeling that mommy doesn't love her. How's she look?
Helpless.
Yeah, so now we do it again. Just lift your arms and tell her, I told you I'd be here for you.
I told you I'd be here for you.
That I would never let you down.
I'd never let you down.
So you're never going to be alone.
You're never going to be alone.
Because I love you.
Because I love you.
And I understand.
I understand.
Yeah. How does she like that?
It's okay.
Let me talk to her. About how old is she?
6 months.
That's 6 months. Isn't it nice to have a grown-up with you? I can talk to a grown-up. Grown-up, isn't it? I mean, 6 months, isn't it nice to have a grown-up with you?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about grown-up. Grown-up could never lie to you. And this is why you and her, you share the same heart, the same feeling. If she thought about deceiving you, if she felt like doing that, you'd know it before the words ever came out of her mouth. So she just couldn't get away with it. How does that make you feel at 6 months?
Okay.
Okay. Grown up. You talk to that little girl. Close your eyes. Focus on the little girl. Is there anything wrong with that little girl? I want you to look at her. Is she stupid? Is that little girl stupid?
No.
Is she bad? I mean, does she have bad intentions? Does she want to hurt people? So she's good. And she's smart. Is that true?
Yeah.
be nice if you would have known that back then, isn't that true? Tell her.
I wish I would have known that.
Good. Now tell her what you wish you would have known then. And that you're good, you're smart, you're lovable. Tell her.
You're good, you're smart, you're lovable.
These 6 months. Hi, little one. Did you hear that? How does that make you feel?
Good.
Are you safe?
Okay.
6 months, we've got to go back even further. You're going to become younger. Maybe it'll even be the first day you were born. 5, going back. 4, 3, 2, 1. Be right back there. Be grown up. Grown up? Now she's teeny tiny. Is she still lovable? Okay, talk to her again.
You're lovable.
Good, tell her. Tell her what she needs to hear.
Good.
Yeah, she's soaking it up.
You're sweet.
Yeah. You don't have no trouble just loving that little girl, do you? Is there anything wrong with her? Yeah, so just hold her and love her. About how old is she? She's so tiny.
2, 3 months.
Yeah, so you talk to her. Hi, little one. How do you feel, little one?
Okay.
Mm, yeah. Did you hear what grown up said to you?
Yeah.
How does it make you feel?
Good.
Say again.
Good.
Are you safe?
Yeah.
Are you secure?
Yeah.
Do you believe her?
Be
grown, respond.
I'm
awake. You wouldn't lie to her, would you?
I'm awake.
Yeah. Little one. How does that make you feel?
I
want
to believe.
We're going to go back even younger. You're going to become even tinier. 5, going back even younger, tinier. 4, back before you ever felt that hurt. Back before you ever had the idea that you weren't good enough. 3, 2, 1. Be there, little one. There you are, so tiny, so pure, so new in the world. Be grown up. She'll listen to you now. She hasn't heard from anyone. Or seen anything that would let her know that she's not good enough. So now it'll all go in like a sponge. Tell her again.
You're good. You're wanted.
Is she lovable?
Lovable.
What's lovable about her? Say again. That's right. She's your little you, isn't she? Brand new in the world. About how old is she?
A week.
Good. Be the baby. Hello, little one. You're in a brand new world. And you've got grown up with you. How does that make you feel? Yeah. Isn't she nice, grown up? It's nice to have grown up with you?
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Be grown up. She's listening now. Tell her what she needs to hear.
I'm I want him.
That's right.
I love you.
Yeah. Doesn't she want it then? Be the baby. Hello, little one. How's that make you feel?
Good.
Are you safe?
Yeah.
Are you secure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you lovable?
Yeah.
Good. Good. You grown up, you made some promises to her, didn't you? You said you'd be there for her. You never let her down, but you did love her. Would you like to be able to keep those promises?
Mm-hmm.
This is all we gotta do. I want you to be with her right now and to hold her and love her. And I want you to say the words, I love you, and I want you to do it 3 times slowly, because after each one, I'm going to do something very special. It's going to change everything. Go ahead, begin. And she snuggles up closer to you. And now she's so small, she could fit in the palm of your hand. And she goes in right next to your heart. Where you can always love her. You can always be there for her, where she's never let down, she's never alone. She's always understood, and you can be proud of her. How does she like it in there? Tell her what she needs to hear so that she can feel safe in there. Tell her.
I love you.
Nobody can hurt her in there, isn't that true?
Okay.
You're going to keep her safe, isn't that right? Good. Give the little infant in the heart. How's that make you feel, little one?
Good.
Are you safe?
I think so.
Ask Rona, am I safe?
Yes.
Did you hear that, little one?
Yes.
You believe it?
I want to.
Be grown up. You're strong.
I want you to believe me. You're safe.
Be the infant. Does that make you feel? Infant, can she lie to you? So that's true. You're safe. How's that make you feel?
Good.
You're secure. How's that make you feel?
Good.
Good. You grown up. How's she feeling, man? Is she safe and secure?
Yeah.
Is it okay with you if she stays there always?
Yeah.
I want you to become aware of that little girl. Is there anything wrong with her?
No.
She's good now?
Yeah.
She's smart?
Yeah.
Is she pretty enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Little one, did you hear all that?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Happy.
Yeah. Good. Grown up could never lie to you. Because you live in her heart where all of her feelings come from. You've changed today, haven't you, little one?
Yeah.
You've changed because you've heard the truth from the one person in the world that could never lie to you. You're good. You're smart. You're lovable. That's the most important thing. How does that make you feel?
Safe.
That's right. Tell grown up, I've changed.
I've changed.
Because now I know.
Because now I don't.
Put an ending on it. I've changed because now I know.
I've changed because now I know you love me.
So now I feel.
So now I feel.
Put an ending on it.
Comfortable.
Yeah. be grown up. Are you proud of her?
Yeah.
She's something else, isn't she? Tell her I'm proud of you. Tell her. That's right. That's enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, the baby. How's that make you feel, little one? How's that make you feel, little one?
Just comfortable. Just happy.
Isn't it nice to be nice and comfortable? Yeah, and I want to tell you why you feel nice and comfortable. Because you've been told the truth by the one person in the world that could never lie to you. You'd know it if she did. And the truth about you is you are good. You're a good person. You're smart. You're pretty. You're everything enough you need to be in this world. To be loved, valued. Isn't that nice? You're going to remember that. Because you're going to be in her heart always. With that information, that knowledge, that knowing is always there for you. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I'm going to check back with you in a few days, maybe a few months. And you're going to be wonderful because you've got this new knowledge. Is that okay with you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, be grown up. Grown up, when we're going to move on. Maybe she's going to be 2 months, 6 months. A year, it doesn't matter. But we're going to check in on her. And this knowledge, this understanding is permanent. It stays with her always. So she's going to make you proud. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
And when I count to three, when I get to three, you're going to be with her. She's going to be just a little bit older. One, two, three. There she is. How does she look? She's been getting a little tiny bit older with this new knowledge that she's good. How does she look?
Good.
Yeah, she's handling things better, isn't she?
Yeah.
Good. Are you proud of her?
Uh-huh.
But how old is she?
She's 5.
Wow. That's all right. Okay, go up to her now and tell her, I told you I'd be here for you.
Told you I'd be here for you?
That I'd never let you down.
You're never going to
be alone. You're never going to be alone. Because I love you.
Because I love you.
And I understand.
And I understand.
And I'm proud of you today.
Because I'm proud of you today.
Tell her why you're proud of her.
Because you're trying something new.
Yeah. Tell her all about it. This new thing about her.
Trying
to find her
again.
Is she a smart little girl?
Yeah.
Is she a good girl?
Mm-hmm.
Is she lovable?
Mm-hmm.
A little girl like that in your life, you could love her, couldn't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remind her of all that good stuff. Tell her your own words.
Good.
Lovable? Tell her.
Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with her?
Tell her she's sleeping.
Tell her there's nothing wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with you.
There never was.
There never was.
Be 5. How does that make you feel, 5?
Good.
You like a baton, 5?
It's hard.
Yeah. You're grown up. Help her out. Can she do it?
Not very well.
What does she got to do to succeed?
She's got to keep trying.
Tell her.
You just got to keep practicing.
Is she smart enough to do it? Tell her whatever she needs to hear so that she will stick with it for so long as it's of interest to her.
do it.
And you told me, now tell her.
You can do it. You just have to keep trying. Towards the dream.
Sure, I'll be there for you.
I'll be there for you. You need help.
I'll never let you down.
I'll never let you down.
You're never going to be alone.
You're never going to be alone.
Because I love you.
Because I love you.
And I understand.
I understand.
You fine. How's that make you feel?
Okay.
How do you feel about that baton now? Can you do it?
I think so.
Yeah. Grown up will always be there for you to help me out. How does that make you feel?
Good.
Grown up, respond to her. Can she do it?
You can do it. You just have to keep trying.
Good. Be quiet. Can she lie to you?
I don't think so, though.
Yeah, so then it's true. How does that make you feel?
Good.
Can you do it?
I want to do it.
Be vulnerable. Respond.
You can if you want.
Feel all about it.
You can if you want to. You just have to look at it. Think about it.
She's just as good as any other girl, isn't that right?
Yeah.
So she can do it, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Good. B5, how does that make you feel?
Yeah.
Good. B5, why don't you practice and then grown up can be there and watch. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Good. Be grown up, what's happening?
There's a parade. They want to practice quickly.
Yeah. Good. Tell me what happens next. Things are different now because she has more confidence. She knows she can do it. Tell me what's going on.
They're at the gym. Practice. Before you get off.
Be there. Send her love and confidence. Yes. Be there doing what you wish someone would have been there doing for you. Be like a perfect auntie. Coaching, helping, encouraging. How's she responding?
She sees me.
Okay. Everything stops. You go up to her and you say, I told you I would be here for you.
Told you I'd be here for you?
That I'd never let you down.
I'd never let you down.
And so you're never going to be alone.
You're never going to be alone.
Because I love you.
Because I love you.
I care.
I care.
And I understand.
And I understand.
And I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
Tell me why you're proud.
You're so bright.
Yes, tell me all about it.
You're plugging along, Troy.
Yes. Good. Yeah. And one more thing.
You look happy.
Yeah. That's right. It's the trying that counts, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
That's right. How old is she? She's still five? Or is she older?
No, she's still five.
B5, how does that make you feel?
Trying.
Yeah, can you tell that grown-up is proud of you? Can you feel that? All your heart, that's right, all your heart, all your soul. Let her know that you really, really care. That way.
I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. I want you to be the best you can be.
Okay. And I'm going to help you.
I'm
yeah, that's right. That's right. B5, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Can you feel all that good loving coming from growing up?
Yeah.
And that pride. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel about you?
Good. Okay.
Yeah. And can you do this baton thing with some practice? Are you feeling more confident?
Yeah.
Good, 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 good. until grown up, I've changed.
I've changed.
Because now I know.
Now I know.
Put an ending on it.
I've changed, so I know. If I try something, long enough and hard enough, I can do it.
So now I feel.
So now I feel. Capable.
That's right. You grow up, respond.
I'm happy for you. You do it again.
Yes. Be fine. Tell grown up, I've changed.
As I change. As I change.
You change.
Because
I am you.
Because I am you.
And I live in your heart. Be grown up. How does that make you feel? You can use this, it won't interfere.
No.
How does that make you feel, grown up?
I don't
want to
change.
Yeah. B5, raise 5. 5, if you can change, grown up can change, huh?
I have to change.
Yeah. Be grown up. Isn't she wonderful? She's changed, hasn't she?
Yeah.
She's more confident. She's safe. She's secure. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
But in the moment I'm going to count from 1 to 3, when I get to 3, she's going to be a little bit older. Oh, maybe she'll be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But she's going to bring us some knowledge. It's like we planted a seed today. A seed of confidence, self-worth, persistence. And we're going to see her a little bit older. But the most important thing is she's going to make you proud. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Good. 1, 2, 3. There she is. First impression, daytime, nighttime. Indoors, outdoors.
Indoors.
Alone or with someone?
With someone.
How old is she?
10 or 11.
How's she look? She's doing better than when you were that age, isn't that true? She's got a new confidence inside of her. That seed that we planted, can you feel it? Let's watch how she does. What's she doing?
Yes.
How's she doing?
She's doing okay.
Yeah. Too proud of her?
Yeah.
Good. Go on. What happens next?
She's trying to do more.
Yes. Isn't she wonderful?
She can't do it.
And everything stops. You go up to her and you tell her, I told you I'd be here for you.
I told you I'd be here.
That I've never let you down.
I've never let you down.
You're never going to be alone.
You're never going to be alone.
Because I love you and I understand.
Because I love you and I understand.
I'd be there for her. You promised to help her out.
Don't be afraid. You can do it.
Tell her.
You can do it. You just need to look back.
She's about 10?
Yeah.
You're 10. Hi, 10. Isn't it nice to have grown up with you?
Yeah.
Can you tell she really cares about you? Can you tell that?
No.
You grow up, just fine.
I care for you. I want to help you.
Do you care for her?
Yes.
Tell her. Heart of hearts. She needs to hear that first.
I care for you. I want you to succeed. I want you to feel good. I love you.
You tell Miss Fine. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And she lied to you?
I don't think so.
You know, respond. Can you lie to her? You share the same heart, isn't that true?
Yeah.
You're, all of your feelings are there for her to feel, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Be tender. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you feel the love she has for you, the concern?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Good.
That's right. Confident? Stronger?
Yeah, a little bit.
You ready to listen to her? Words of love and encouragement?
I want to.
All you have to say, do is say yes?
Yes.
Be grown up. Go ahead, talk to her. Inside you are the words that need to be said to straighten her out. Do it.
I love you.
Tell her.
You're good enough just the way you are?
That's right, tell her. Heart of hearts, let her have all your feelings, let her know it's true. Tell her.
You don't have to be good at this. Just keep trying to
do
it.
She's got nothing to prove, isn't that right? She's good enough just the way she is, isn't that true?
Right.
That's right. She doesn't have to do one thing and she's still lovable, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Tell her.
This doesn't matter. It's okay if you're not good at this.
That's right. There's other things she can be good at, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Does she really want to do that thing?
I don't think so.
Ask her.
Do you want to do this?
Be tender, respond.
I want to do it so you can be part of me.
Be grown up, respond.
It doesn't matter.
Tell her what does matter.
That you try. That you just give it your best shot.
Be tender, respond.
I'm scared to try. I don't
want to
get hurt.
Grown up, respond.
I'll hold you. Make sure you don't get hurt. Just try.
Can you respond?
I promise.
Grown up, respond.
Yeah.
Can you respond? Be grown up, respond.
I won't
lose. That's right. You promised, don't you? You said you'd be there for her, is that true? Haven't you? Ever since you made that promise, you've been there for her every time, isn't that right?
Yeah.
B. Tim, did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
You see, Tim, you guys are inseparable. You are one and the same. She cannot miss. Because she is you. Do you understand that, Tim?
Uh-huh.
You ready to give it a try, Tim?
Yeah.
Be grown up. Last words of encouragement. Tell her what you wanted to hear before she does it.
Okay. Just be strong. You know what to do. I'll be here to hold you.
And no matter what, you'll be proud. Isn't that true? It's the trying, the persevering that's important. Isn't that true?
That's right.
That's right, because if she doesn't make it this time, she can try and she can maybe make it next time. She can try and maybe make it next time. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Good. Be 10. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
All right, no matter what, she's going to be proud of you. Because it's not whether or not you can do this thing. It's whether or not you go in there and you do it. You try. Does that make sense to you, 10?
Yeah.
Good. Anything else you need to hear, 10, before you try? You ready to do it?
Yeah.
Good. Be grown up. You're watching. Tell me what happens next.
Oh, she's ready.
How's she look?
Kind of hesitant.
How does she feel? Send her love, send her confidence right from your heart. How's she doing now?
Let's go over.
Good. What happens next?
okay.
It's okay, because she's just learning, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Good. The most important thing is she's doing it, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Good. What happens next?
She gets stuck.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, everything stops. So you're right there and you tell her, I told you I'd be here.
I told you I'd be here.
That I'd never let you down.
I never let you down.
You're never going to be alone.
You're never going to be alone.
Because I love you and understand.
I love you and understand.
And you made me proud today. Tell me what she did that made you proud.
Even though you were scared, you're so proud.
Good. B10, how does that make you feel?
Good.
The only reason you're doing it was to make her feel proud, isn't that right?
Yeah.
You succeeded. How does that make you feel?
Good.
Good, good, good. So now if you try this again, you'll be able to do even better, isn't that right?
Yeah.
And you'll be able to be even more confident, isn't that right? Uh-huh. Good, Bhagavan. Anything you want to add to that? Do whatever she needs to hear so that she tries again, will be more confident this time.
This isn't easy. But I know you're scared. But if you try and can do it, it'll help you.
What is it that she's trying to do right now?
That cancer.
Okay, okay. B10, did you hear that?
Okay.
So if you try it again, you'll be able to be more confident, more at ease. You're going to feel safer, isn't that true?
Uh-huh.
Good, because you try again. 3, going back. 2, 1, be there. Okay, Gilma, how's she doing?
She's stronger.
Yeah, how's she feel?
She's more confident.
Good, good. Tell me how it's going.
She's struggling, but she's got more power.
Good, good. You know that if she needs you, you're going to be there instantly, isn't that right?
I'm there right now.
Yeah, that's right. It's always going to be true. Yeah. Is she done?
Yeah.
How'd it go? Better than before?
Oh, yeah. Better than before.
Good. Now you go up to her and tell her, I told you I'd be here for you.
I told you I'd be here for you.
That I'd never let you down.
That I'd never let you down.
You're never going to be alone.
You're never going to be alone.
Because I love you and understand. Made me proud today. Tell her what she did that made you proud.
You were able to correct yourself, to be stronger, to try again.
B10, how does that make you feel?
Good, I want to do it again.
That's right, you've changed, haven't you? So growing up, I've changed.
I've changed.
Because now I know.
I
know.
I can do this.
True.
It's
going to
take some
work, but I can keep
doing
it. So now I feel. So now I feel you want me. That's right. It happens all over again. You do even better this time. 3, 2, 1. There you are, trying again, doing better, stronger, more confident, being grown up. How's she doing?
Better.
She's growing, isn't she? She's stronger, more confident, isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Tell me as the story unfolds, what happens next?
It looks smoother. It looks like she's almost done.
Yeah. Is she done?
Yeah.
And what happens next? Does she try again?
Yeah.
Good. Keep watching and tell me when she's got it. Send her love, send her confidence. Now she knows you're there for her. So she's brave, she's strong.
She doesn't want to go back with her head. She can just go back with her head. Let's go be here.
So did you sound like she go up to her and you say, I told you I'd be here for you.
I told you I'd be here for you.
I'm never going to let you down.
Never going to let you down.
So you're never going to be alone.
Never
going
to be alone.
Because I love you and understand.
I love you and understand.
And I'm proud of you today.
I'm proud of you today.
Tell her why.
Because you're working at it. Looks like you're really putting all your effort.
Well, E10, how does that make you feel?
Yeah. I want to just do it.
Has grown-up ever lied to you?
No.
So you can have absolute, complete faith in everything she says, isn't that true?
Yeah.
You ready to follow her instructions?
Yeah.
Okay, be grown-up. Help her out. Tell her what she's got to do. She'll do it. She'll make you proud.
I'm gonna hold you, you won't fall. But you gotta give it more. You gotta give it more from your legs, and you gotta look back with your head. It won't work if you don't look back with your head.
You tend to respond. Ready to follow those instructions?
I don't wanna throw myself back.
Tell her why.
I'm scared I'm gonna miss.
You grown up, respond.
I'll be there to hold you. But if you miss, you won't fall.
That's right. E10, can she lie to you?
No.
You believe her?
Yeah, I want to. I think I can.
Be grown up. One more time. Tell her what she needs to hear. But she needs to really throw herself into it. And so you need to let her have it with your heart and your soul. This is the big breakthrough. Help her out.
I will hold you. Give it all you got, but I will hold you. You won't fall. You can do it. Your arms are strong enough. You're capable. And even if you can't hold you, you won't fall.
And I'll always be there.
I'll always be there to protect you.
Good. B10. Is she lying?
No.
Is it true?
Yeah.
You trust her?
Yeah.
You ready to do it for her? Grown up, help her out. I'll tell them why. Do whatever you need to do.
I know you're scared. And it doesn't matter if you can get this or not. But I'll hold you, it won't hurt. You do it.
E10, you believe her? Ten, can she lie to you?
I don't know.
Grown up, respond. What do we have to do to make this safer for her? Is there anything you can do to make it safer for her? Close your eyes. What do we have to do to make it safer for her? E10. 10. What we're going to do is we're going to turn the floor into a rubber floor. It's like big foam rubber everywhere. And now there's two grown-ups. So that there's four hands to hold you. How does that make you feel? 10, I want you to just fall down on that rubber floor. Notice how good it feels. Just like the softest mattress you ever seen. How's that?
Good.
Good. There's no way that you could fall on your head, and there's no way you could ever get hurt. How's that make you feel?
Good.
I want you to fall down right again, just plop. Is there any way you can get hurt in there?
No.
Just in case, I want you to fall down again. You safe?
Yeah. Yeah.
We can do it?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready to give it a try?
Yeah.
Be gonna watch her. How's she feel now?
She's good.
How does she feel? Good. Be 10. How do you feel, 10?
It's over.
Yeah, you did it, didn't you?
Yeah.
You're going to do it again, but this time the rubber is only going to be half as soft. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Good. Be grown up. How's she doing?
She's standing.
How's she feeling inside? But she's going to do it anyway, because she wants to make you proud. Tell me what goes on.
Yeah, she does it.
How's she doing?
It was okay. It wasn't as good as the first one.
Doesn't matter, does it? And tell her to do it again.
Do it again.
Good. Tell me the stories that unfold. Be your own personal coach. Good. Tell me how she does.
Okay, throw yourself back harder. Swing your legs. Okay.
How's she doing?
Better.
That's right. It's the nature of human beings to do better with practice. Keep working with her until she can do it confidently.
Stronger.
B10, how does that make you feel, 10? Do you still need a rubber foam?
Yeah.
Okay, but we're going to make it only half as soft. Is that okay with you? Because you're twice as good as you were before. Would you still be willing to try?
Yeah.
Okay, keep doing that. Tell me what goes on.
Okay.
How'd she do?
Pretty good.
Okay. B10, how's that make you feel?
It was easier.
That's good. I want you to do it 10 more times. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Or not just going to watch. How's she doing?
Better.
How's she doing?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, she is getting better, huh?
Yeah.
Each one isn't perfect, is it? She just learned today. But now she knows she can do it, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Tell me what she's done. Has the teacher noticed how well she's doing that? Got it, 10?
Mm-hmm.
Tell grown-up I've
changed.
Because now I know. Fill in the blank.
Now I know it's safe. I can try.
Sure. So now I feel.
So now I feel comfortable to try.
That's right. Be grown-up. Isn't she wonderful?
Yeah.
You love her? Is there anything wrong with her?
No.
Is she good enough?
Yeah.
She's smart enough? She's just as good as any of the other kids? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah, but?
Yeah, but?
Yeah, but what?
I don't do it as well as you.
Be grown up, respond.
Sometimes things are harder for some people than others. You just gotta keep trying.
That's right. That's the most important thing, isn't it? The truth is, she's gonna be better at some things than those other kids, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Everybody has their own relative strengths and weaknesses. But the truth is there's nothing wrong with her. And if that's important to her, if she sticks to it, she can do it. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. I don't know if it's true.
What part do you not know if it's true?
If she sticks to it, she'll do it.
Well, it being that if she wants to learn those moves, and if she stuck to it, she could do it. Isn't that true?
I don't know.
She just did. Okay, this is true, that she can try for so long as she wants to try. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
I mean, like some people are tennis players and they just get it right away, just a natural talent. Some people are fiddle players, violinists, and they just have a talent for it. But she's got talents, doesn't she?
I hope so. I want her to.
Well, you know her. She's got the ability to care about people. You ever met anyone that just doesn't seem to care about people?
Yeah.
What's a more important talent? Being able to really care about people? Or to do a backflip?
Care about people.
So she's got talents that are much more important than what than this silly thing, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Be nice if you had known that back then, huh?
Yeah.
Tell her.
Yet.
Tell her. Give her something to look forward to.
I can see it with you already, how you care about your brothers and your friends. This isn't important. God tells them.
That's right. She already did the important part of that flip. She did it. She tried and she did it. Isn't that true? There's nothing else about gymnastics that's important, isn't that true? Not compared to her ability to love and care about people, isn't that true?
Right.
You tend to hear that?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
I
want
to believe that.
Be grown up. Tell her what she needs to hear so she can believe that.
It's hard for you to see it yourself now. But I can see it. And you make a lot of people happy because you care about them.
Does she have a future where people love her? Does anyone love her in her future? Oh, you need to be true here. In your heart of hearts, does anyone love you?
No.
No one loves you? You really believe that? Well, you're wrong. Of course people love you. They can't help but love you. Maybe they don't act like it. Maybe they don't get it, but they love you. They care about you. Because you're good enough. You're smart enough. You're pretty enough. Are you telling me your children don't love you? Do you really believe that?
No, my children love me.
Tell her that she's going to have children and they're going to love her.
Even if they have children, they're going to love
you. Tim, how does that make you feel? You get to be a mommy, Tim. And your babies will love you. How does that make you feel?
I'm going to love my baby.
Yeah, you're going to be a good mommy. How does that make you feel?
I can be a good mommy.
What's more important, being a good mommy or having a backflip?
Being a good mommy.
Silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've changed, haven't you?
Yeah.
So grown up, I've
changed.
I've changed. As I change, you change.
As I change, you change.
Because I am you.
Because I am you.
I live in your heart.
Live in your heart.
Be grown up, how does that make you feel?
Tired.
Yeah. But those words that she told you, how does that make you feel?
Yeah.
to take her back into your heart. You can always be there for her and keep your promises.
Yeah.
All she had to do is say, I love you 3 times.
Love you.
She comes closer.
I love you.
She's so small she could sit inside a teacup. She goes in right next to your heart. Well, you can always be there for her, where she's never let down, where she's always loved and understood and proud of her. Is that okay with you? Just relax now. We're about to end. Just relax. As I count from one down to five, just let yourself drift down back and down. Just relax. One. Just relax again. That's good. Just going down. That's good. 2. Deeper and deeper relaxed. Feeling so good, so fine, so safe. 3. Deeper and deeper relaxed. Aware of the chair pushing up into your back, making you feel safe and secure. 4. Deeper and deeper relaxed. 5. So fine. Truth is, the little one, there's nothing wrong with her. And she's learned the truth. There's nothing wrong with her. Other people might have acted like there was, pretended there was, or said that there was, but there isn't anything wrong with her. She's as good as anybody else. She's smart enough, she's pretty enough, she's everything enough she needs to be to do anything she puts her mind to. She's wonderful, and she's got you. So she grows up in a world where she feels good, she feels fine about herself. Because you set things straight for her. The most important thing is who she really is inside. A loving, caring person. And so she moves forward in her life with confidence. All the time, because you're there helping and guiding her. And there is no place where she stops and you begin. You are connected. You are one. It's like a tree. If you ever look inside a tree, you can see rings. And then the very first ring, the center ring, is one. The next ring is 2, and 3, and 4. The life you live is the outside ring. But the little one in your heart, she's the inside rings. And there's no place where she stops and you begin. You are one. She's the very center of you. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Would you let someone come up and say, you're not good enough? Would you let her believe that? Would you let her believe if someone came up and said, something wrong with you, little girl? Would you let her believe that?
No.
If someone says, oh, give up, you'll never make it, would you let her believe that? You'd step in, wouldn't you? Well, you are her hopes and dreams. You are just her grown tall. You're just the grown-up her. And that which you allow done to you, you allow done to her. That changes things, doesn't it? That which you allow done to you, you allow done to her. And so you're going to start treating yourself with more respect. You're going to remember that you're lovable. You're going to remember that you're good enough to keep trying. Because if you quit, you tell her it's okay to quit. If you deceive yourself with the fact, with any kind of misfacts, you deceive her and you just wouldn't do it, would you? Because you promised you'd be there for her, that you'd never let her down. Isn't that true? Does that change things? And say, I've changed. Because now I know. Put a meaning on it. So now I feel.
Still feel.
Put an ending on it.
Still feel.
That's right. You are one. I'm proud of you and what you did today. This change is permanent. The moment I count from 1 to 5, when I get to 5, your eyes open, you become fully immersed, and these changes are permanent. I want you to take your attention to your body. You did a lot of work today. That's why you're tired. But that's okay. Because you let go of some weight, some unneeded baggage. And that means that you're going to start feeling more energized, better in the days, weeks ahead. 2, coming up more and more. You actually do feel lighter. That's right, because you let go of baggage on you anymore. Baggage of falsehood, baggage of error. And you move towards truth about who you really are and what you should really expect from yourself. 3, the subconscious mind and conscious mind working together today, integrating this experience, and it's permanent, useful, and practical for you. 4, the color red will continue to stimulate every positive change that we did today. It will be sharper, brighter, clearer to you. In any case, it's going to catch your eye. It's going to remind you who you really are. You're good. You're smart. You're everything enough you need to be to do anything you need to do in your life. Now preparing to open your eyes. And 5, open your eyes and notice how good you feel. And you do feel good, don't you? Kind of surprised yourself, didn't you?
Why'd you pick the color red?
Standard operating procedure. We always pick the color red.
Do you?
Where's the little one? Is she safe?
Makes me want to look down there.
Is she safe?
Yeah, I think she's safe.
Is she secure?
I'm going to try to keep her secure.
It's your job.
That's my job.
Kind of surprised yourself today, didn't you?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Do you think it goes back that far to when I was 6 months old?
Mm-hmm. It goes back before that. We had to go all the way back to just a week old. See, I never know where we're going to go. All I know is how the mind works, and it works by association, and everything's connected. We brought the feeling up inside of you today that's been holding you back. And then we just rode it, leapfrogging back farther and farther until it was new. And when it was new, that's where it began. And that's the one that needs to change. And then we give her the truth about who she really is. And then we start moving forward to make sure those changes are sticking, working out any bugs. So that she feels confident, and she is you. So as she changes, you change. Because you can't affect one without affecting the other. How do you feel about that?
I think it sounds, yes, especially correct.
I get to watch it every day, over and over. People coming back and saying, wow, I do feel better.
I don't know about better. I feel relieved. I feel like...
Relief is good.
I can... Just kind of... I can shrug it off.
That's right. Like water off a duck's
back. Like water off a duck's back. Yeah.
Not what you expected when you came here today, is
it? You know, I don't know what I expected. I didn't really...
But was it what you needed?
Obviously what I needed, because that's what it came out.
That's right.
I guess it's... respond to your feeling of inadequacy.
Things get to start changing today.
Well, I am noticing the red. Could you put that book there just for that purpose?
Yeah, it's a trick.
Is it?
Yeah. Let's put your head up. Would you leave your feet up, okay?
Okay.
It kind of helps you kind of get back to the regular mode.
Why did I open my eyes?
I don't know. I asked you to close them, and you closed them.
I couldn't. It wasn't even... I mean, before, I couldn't open my eyes like this. They just flew open. All of a sudden, I was looking. I mean, I could see things.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens sometimes. Part of you wanted to end the session. I call it bailing out, okay? But then I say, close your eyes, and the part of you that wanted to keep going responded, and then we just kept going. Because we needed to finish it up. We needed to let Tim have some success and have that understanding and that insight.
Mm-hmm. So it was just mental blockage or that critical factor thing?
No, it was you wanting to bail. It was uncomfortable and you wanted to bail, you know, to bail out, like bailing out of an airplane, you know, and that's my guess. But I don't know what the truth is about what's going on inside of you with regard to that, but my guess is that it was uncomfortable and you were tired. It was taking a lot of energy and there was a part of you that wanted to stop, okay? And so you opened your eyes, because I told you all I had to do is stop following my instructions. So you opened your eyes, but you also know that once you started following my instructions, you were back in. Because I said, close your eyes. You close your eyes. You know, back in. Because the truth is, it takes about 30 seconds to a minute to come out of hypnosis once you've been in it for a while.
Okay? So
I knew you weren't out of hypnosis just because you opened your eyes. Okay. See, I have people open their eyes in hypnosis all the time for demonstrations and that kind of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so just because you open your eyes doesn't mean hypnosis is over. It takes a while.
Was I blubbering? Was there stuff coming out of my mouth?
No, but I gave you tissue just in case.
I couldn't. Well, did a lot of crying.
No.
Are you serious?
That's good stuff, Dad. That's real honest work. That's you really giving us, you know, your effort. You really want to get there. And it's going to make a big difference. And you hang in there. You finish the program.
Okay.
Thank you for coming and seeing me. And let me tell you, I'm very proud of you. And I'm honored to be a part of this. Few people have ever gotten this close to you.
Actually, yeah.
So thank you for trusting me and working with me. We're going to make a lot of change together in this adventure. Okay.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I do.
You need to be able to do that.
Okay.
Right.
Got a good touch, Cal.
Well, I care. You're easy to care about.
I can feel your touch. It's very comforting.
Thank you.
No, are you just saying that, or do you really mean it?
It doesn't pay for me to lie. I think you are. I think that's the way I feel.
Well, let me put it this way. Your touch is sincere. I can feel that. But I've heard too many things, so I don't always believe my ears.
Sorry.
So?
Trust is there?
Unfortunately, it has to be.
Mm-hmm. Should be. And you trusted me a lot today, so I thank you for that. You did a wonderful thing. All right. Any questions about what we've been doing? let me say this. If you do, you can always call me. Okay? I'm usually in session, but as soon as I get out, I'll contact you wherever you ask me to contact you. And if you don't want me to, you can just keep trying. But if you have questions, call me. Okay? Because usually a minute on the phone, 2 minutes, and I got you straightened out. But mostly, nobody ever calls. Okay, you'll be fine. It's just going to be a couple days. I'll see you again.
Okay, yeah. I don't feel anxious or upset about anything. I hate to think I'm blaming this on my mom.
Doesn't matter. Because we're erasing it. We're changing it.
It doesn't matter.
It's true. What is, is. And what happens, there are some misconceptions in the little girl. And we're changing it. All we're doing is we're getting rid of misconceptions, you know, error, bias, and moving it towards center. Truth. That's all we're doing. Okay, we're using truth. That's all we're doing. And so what happens is you become more who you really are. We're not changing into something you're not. We're just moving you towards truth.
Okay. This
took
a lot longer than I thought it would.
Me too. We have to finish.
All right. She did good, huh? Tomorrow, we're going to go step by step. God is going to teach us a lot. There's some things that I want you to understand why I'm doing stuff, and some things that I did in there that made it take longer than maybe it needed to take. And also, where I would have handled it if this videotape series that was done with her was done to be played in class. In a normal, if I would have had a single session, I would have divided that up. But I put aside a lot of time to work with her, like a half a day, so I did the first session and the second session. And really that was like a pretty close to a double session there. So, because in addition to that, there's the work that I didn't catch on camera, the pre-hypnosis interview and that kind of stuff. That's like a double session. Okay, let me just kind of answer any questions you might have right away, and then we'll go on to the next thing.
Well, my biggest question is, what if she would have bailed, if she would have opened her eyes and emerged herself and not wanted to go back into hypnosis?
Then I'd get tough with her. Give him the talk. The talk. The talk. The talk goes something like this. Oh. You need to follow my instructions. I believe I can help you. But in order for me to do that, you have to follow my instructions. Think about this. If not now, when? If not this, then what? I want you to think about everything you've done to try to fix this problem. That hasn't gone so well, has it? So now you need to decide if you're going to allow me to help. I believe I can help you. You have to follow my instructions. Decide. And then you shut up. If you say anything after that, you lose. And your client loses. You have to sit there and wait. And sometimes it can seem like a long time. I even had one go, "Are you mad at me?" I said, "Decide. It's about the only thing you can say. You have to throw it right back at them. Decide. If they start talking, you go, I believe I can help you. You need to follow my instructions. Decide. So far, that's worked every single time. Because we're fortunate in that we got the worst of worst, the cream de la crap, right? The cream de la crap. In other words, they're the worst of the worst. Everybody else has failed with them. And so we've got that leverage. If not this, then what? If not now, then when? I want you to think about everything else you've ever done to try to fix this problem. If it was so good, you wouldn't be here. Decide if you're going to follow my instructions, allow me to help you. Okay, good. Close your eyes. And I just start again. Sometimes if it's been out too long, I'll say, press on my hand, close your eyes, and sleep. Put them back in.
Can you go back to where you left off then?
Nice, and now we'll go right back to where we left off. 3, 2, 1, be there. What's happening?
Why did you go from 1 week to 5 years and a baton?
I will discuss that tomorrow. It's a good question. And it's very important. I discuss that and why that happened and how I would handle that differently today.
In the next time you meet with her, will you go through more of desensitizing the SSC?
No, I will move on to age. I will move on to forgiveness.
So then, in the last, you were at 10 years old when you stopped the session. She still seemed to have self-doubt. Are you?
Okay. When I learned to write books, I learned from a fellow named Dan Pointer. He writes really good books about writing books. And he said, one of the reasons a lot of people don't write books is they keep waiting to be 100% done. He said, when you're, 98, 99% done, you're done. You know, there's a point where you feel like you've got enough done to move on. If you keep trying to iron out every little bump, every little bit of insecurity they have from their entire life and hypnosis, you're going to spend another lifetime doing it. And so I said, okay, I believe I've got enough done to move on. I found the ISC, I'd gone through it, I dealt with it, we went through some SSEs, boom, move on. If fear comes up again, then it would indicate that more age regression needs to be done. But the proof is in the pudding, as Betty Crocker always says. And you know what that means? It means outcome. If she wasn't getting the results needed, if she's still being fearful and stuff, then what I would do is I'd take her to a recent time when she felt the fear, follow it back and do more age regression. But in my opinion, right at that point, I said, I think I've got enough done to move on to forgiveness. Plus, there's going to be some other self-esteem stuff I'm going to do in the forgiveness session. God, it's got you thinking, huh? Yeah.
It seems like the whole gymnastics event doesn't relate to her parents because they weren't really there. Explain a little bit about that?
A little bit. Just enough to get you to come back tomorrow. Remember I talked about this free-floating anxiety, looking for something to attach to?
Yeah.
She was made to feel insecure when mother was holding her, but not making her feel like she was holding her. And so this little girl grew up to be a big girl, 10 years old or whatever, and she's still carrying that anxiety from back then. Other girls who were sufficiently mothered from the point of view of the child have now the ability to do things like that without feeling that afraid. But when she does something that makes her nervous, it resonates with the past, and all the insecurities of her past come into the now, making her feel too nervous. She's overreacting. And so we have to go back, neutralize that, and step by step go through it. The one thing you learn from this is not brain surgery. This is not a perfect session. I've never done a perfect session. We're going to talk about what I could have done differently, what I could have done better, and what I did really well.
So is she reliving what actually happened? So it's not like the first one, Michelle, I think, who was seeing what she wanted to have happen. This is actually what was happening to her every time?
To the best of our ability to accept, yeah.
And then why did you give her Kleenex?
Because Kleenex is that, what's wrong with giving people Kleenex?
I thought you said don't give them Kleenex. Maybe that was Mark.
That was Mark.
It's about your
Mark's wrong.
Mark says he wipes faces down. He says he just doesn't pick up
snot. Everything is a tool. My tone of voice, the words I pick, everything is a tool. We wipe tears not because there's tears. We wipe tears because it is what?
We care.
No.
Oh, I don't care.
You were holding your hand.
I don't want to stick the tears on my chair. No, it's because it's an act of being maternal. It's me doing something maternal to be unlike the men in her life. And I'm thinking, if I'm maternal right here, it'll keep her from bailing on me. Because this is really hard. And I know that in the direct suggestion phase, just when I do a direct suggestion, you're nice, you're good, she almost bailed on me. So I'm being particularly maternal in this case.
So if you're using paternal, you're necessarily disillusioned.
No, I'd say, give me another tear, I'll give you something to cry about. Suck it up. No, I wouldn't.
What if sexual trauma is involved in one of the SSEs that caused the insecurity?
So what? So what? Tomorrow, ask me that question. I'm going to spend some time specifically on sexual trauma. It's there's no difference between that and anything else, as far as I'm concerned.
A follow-up question.
I feel like Mr. President. I have a follow-up question.
What are the reporting requirements, if any, that him don't therapist has if one of the abuse is
none if it's an adult
communicated by a child, let's say.
You have to know the laws in your state. They vary from state to state. California, we're not mandated reporters.
You must have done a really bang-up job on the pre-talk because the, well, at the Academy, yes, but at the Academy we dealt specifically with segments of the Islamic community. And you were really not to look even an Islamic woman in the eye. Let alone touch, like you said, she's in your
I know, country. She's very Islam, she's wearing cover and everything like that. But you got to build the rapport.
No, but still, that seemed to have been a taboo from at least where I came from. You must have been
out there. Oh, in a lot of, she's not even supposed to be alone with a man.
No, right. Yeah. So how did you swing
I'll tell you what, I had a psychologist with 25 years experience in my class watch me do this, and they said, Cal, you've got incredible rapport building skills. And I said, thank you. She said, what is the secret to building rapport? I said, well, as far as I'm concerned, rapport is trust. And I said, okay, how do you build trust? And I said, doctor, this is how you do it. You make promises and you keep them. See? And you'll watch. And I'm making promises to her and I keep them. Promise and I keep it. Promise and I keep it. And it starts with, you know, my office looking professional. She says, my husband's a professional. He does this stuff all the time because my office looks like it. So I'm constantly creating mental expectations and fulfilling them. And it builds trust. You see? And so that's what you do. That's how you build trust. You make promises and you present mental expectations and you fulfill them. And people begin to trust you.
One of the reasons that someone might emerge themselves is because the work is getting tough and uncomfortable for them. Do you think that they ever do that to test you to see if you're going to stick with them and stay?
No, they don't care about me. No, they don't. I don't think so. I think that they'll tolerate as much as they'll tolerate, and you need to know what to do to make it as tolerable as you can. But I will not do anything to make something tolerable if I don't have to. I'll make it the most intolerable possible therapy if I think that's going to work better. So, yeah,
you know, I should, next life I'm going to be nicer. But this life, I'm just like, you know, I'm here to do a job, and I'm going to get it done, and I'm going to be nice as I need to be. And that's the way it's going to be. Yes.
She feels your arm is like a warm something. She appreciates your hand on the hand. So during the session, your hand is always put on like her arm. So is that important?
Yes, because I discovered in the age regression that she's touch deprived. I'm always aware of what's going on. Mom's holding me, but she doesn't, not really holding me. In the first session, you got a good touch, Cal. You see, she's let me know that she appreciates an authentic, caring, well-timed touch. And my touch is just this, press. Or press. Or when she's immersed, I might hold her hand. Okay? And it is important. But what am I doing? I am being maternal. It's me being, well, come on, we can do this together. Yeah, this is tough, but I'm here with you. And since she hungers for the touch so much, this is called positive transference. She's getting some of her touch needs being met through me. Perfectly inappropriate. Unless I'm using it as a tool to get her to get through the tough part of therapy. I'm manipulating. If I was getting my needs met. But when you do the exact same thing to help them get their needs met, it's called therapy. You see? If I'm touching her because I want to touch her and I'm not getting enough touching in my life, then that's inappropriate manipulation. But if I'm touching her because she's not getting enough touch, and if I touch her, she'll do the rough things in therapy and go and survive the pain and withstand it, then that's positive transference being used in a therapeutic way.
So if the patient is like a rape victim, so you rather not to touch her.
What kind of victim?
Rape
victim. Okay. First of all, we don't call them patients unless you're a medical professional. If you're a nurse, doctor, then they're patients. Personally, I ain't got much patience. Okay? But I do have clients. Okay? So, I don't touch for any other reason except it's a tool. If they need me to be, except for I will touch for like all the things. If they're a rape victim, I usually don't know it until I'm doing the regression. Okay? And I have permission. It's okay to touch your hand, arm, shoulder, maybe even your forehead. Okay? So, unless there's... I just treat everybody the same. I don't care, you know. If they say, I prefer you didn't touch me, then I would say, okay, totally respect that. But let me tell you how I would like to touch you. I'm going to just touch your hand here, touch your arm here, touch your shoulder here, and it's useful in the hypnosis technique. It can make some techniques more effective. And I explain to them, I press on your shoulder and it can condition you to relax. I'm going to pick up your hand to see if you're relaxed, and I'll touch your head. It helps you to focus. Is that okay with you? They want to be assured that it's for a reason. I usually get an okay there. If they say, no, I'm still not comfortable with it, I say, okay. And the video camera's running, right? I say, I am going to put this sticky note right next to your head that says, do not touch me. However, I want to tell you ahead of time. I've done exactly what I'm going to do today thousands of times. And there is a remote chance that I might forget and touch you. I will only proceed with this session if you make this agreement. That if I touch you, you'll remind me and not sue me. Oh, okay. Now, on video, I got, if you accidentally touch me, I'll remind you and I won't sue you. I mean, that's just, to me, one of the reasons I videotape. And then I'll proceed. Then next session, I'll say, is it okay if I touch your hand, your arm, your shoulder, maybe even your forehead? I've probably now built up enough trust / rapport to get a yes. I almost always will get a yes on the second session.
Why did the I'm for teacher comments surprise you?
I'll tell you tomorrow. It's in the stuff I had on cover. Yes.
I noticed when you did touch her one time, she just kind of turned her head.
You know. Can't get away from me.
I don't know.
She got to get out of the chair and get away from me. If I see that it's, from what I see, I think that she's going to emerge, then I'll stop doing it. But a little bit of discomfort, I don't care. Hug you, you ain't seen nothing yet. Before we get done, she's going to be yelling and screaming like you can't believe it.
I noticed when she said that nobody loved her, you changed completely.
Because that was a lie.
Internal.
Yeah, well, if you were to watch this video again, you would see that I am maternal, paternal, maternal, paternal. Why? I want to be paternal or directive as much as she will allow me to do. It's more efficient. But as soon as that stops working, then I got to be maternal. I will stay there until I think it's safe to become directive again. Okay? And then if she looks like she's starting to bail, getting too scared, I wipe tears. Okay, but then if that stops working, sometimes maternal doesn't work, and because now they're digging their heels, I go, okay, now Dad puts on his big army boot and gives her a kick up their rear. Okay. You're going to see me do that in a session tomorrow, I think, or the day after, where I get downright Sergeant Cal, okay? You know. I used to be a sergeant. I know how to do that. Okay, good. Enough questions on that. I would like to spend this last 30 minutes. Today and tomorrow is your last days to work on this overt testing. Tomorrow at this time, you'll start role-playing age regression. So any questions about any of the overt testing? Because right now, for a half an hour and then an hour tomorrow, this is your last chance to do it. Eye catalepsy, arm catalepsy, number block, analgesia, anesthesia, positive and negative hallucination. Let me tell you something about positive and negative hallucination. You are better off if, in advance, like right now, you think about something that they can hallucinate. Okay, like if in the script it says clock on the wall, there might already be a clock on the wall. Okay? You want to think of something they can hallucinate, like a doily. Who knows what a doily is? Okay. I used to have doily on there. Do I still have doily? And then I found out a lot of people don't know what a doily is. So then I go, okay, a pretty colored scarf. You got to come up with something. Yes?
If you don't have the arm anesthesia, do you still want us to go to the...
No, as soon as they fail, they're done.
Is anybody getting anesthesia?
No.
Well, then you are the worst class I've ever had. Because usually we have at least half the class getting anesthesia and several people getting positive and negative hallucinations. But that's okay. And it all works out on the averages. And it's irrelevant. You don't need those depths to do what we do anyway.
You don't need those depths?
Hold on a second. I'm listening to Gabrielle Michael. What?
I was asking her if she saw the doily.
Okay. Ask afterwards, okay?
Excuse me.
The, doesn't, and it's not a long drive, okay? It's not that far. Okay. So, if they fail, stop. Emerge them. If you've given the suggestions for number block, that's when you test for number block. But the important thing I was going to say was that all that stuff, anesthesia, positive hallucinations, and negative hallucinations are irrelevant. You don't need them to do what we do. You need level 4. And that's indicated by analgesia, losing the numbers, the eye fractionation deepening technique covert test. Why? Because you can hallucinate with your eyes closed at that level. And that's all we need for age regression, for we're going to be doing parts therapy and stuff like that. And when someone begins to experience the age aggression, and all that emotion comes up, it tends to deepen the hypnosis even further. Okay? Okay. Any other questions about what you're about to do today and tomorrow? Again, you got till 6:30. And put stuff back the way you found it.
Didn't you see me move this chair down?
Thank you. There's supposed to be two there.